participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Let's take a call. Cape, California. Hello.
Hi, Larry. Hi. Don Imus. How you doing today? Love your radio show. Can you tell me what happened to Don and Mike and New York City, if they're not on live anymore?
Are they back on? They were taken off for a while. Are they on or not on the air in New York, Don?
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know whether they're on or not.
Well, Don and Mike are on. They're on in Washington, right, Don and Mike?
I think that's where they originated from, yeah.
Yeah. Las Vegas, hello.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity Bert. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Stop the run.
Thank you.
Stop the run.
Thank you.
Stop the run.
Thank you.
Stop the run. Can't stop the run.
I'm adding up to here with the likes of you people.
Thank you.
Stop the run. Stop the run.
Because they are, as they are, we got to go through that, and we'll go through it.
Thank you.
Stop the run, you can't stop the run, you can't stop the run, you can't stop the run.
These two DAs agree on only one thing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yo, fuck them teeth!
Thank you.
Shake my paranoia, can't stop the run. 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 Shake my paranoia, I'm only moving, dancing like Madonna into the groove. Shake my paranoia, into the groove.
Welcome to our show.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
For Son of a Beach.
Hey, Don and Mike. Where'd you learn how to fill a book?
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Oh, man, now they're all in black to this.
Yeah, well, what are they doing?
They're following you.
They're wearing dress uniforms
for some reason.
The black shirts.
Oh, get them out of here, boys. Get them out of here.
Trick or treat and want some candy.
Bastard.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
But they look good because black is slimming, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Good? Absolutely.
That's why I'm all in black today.
And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Benjamin Arbotron and all the ships at sea. It's where the comedy oozes like an infected purple big toe. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. And incidentally, that toe much less purple today.
Good.
Congratulations.
Much
less flesh colored today.
That's good. That's wonderful.
Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Thursday, July 18th.
Right.
And here's your phone number from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And as we will get to in a moment,
I really think Philadelphia deserves their own special phone number for this show.
Well, it is a very, very happy day at the ranch today.
Oh, good. And, of course, you're speaking about the fact that, once again, you were able to charge, Mike, in the stairwell, charging pesos.
Yes.
To the various landscapers.
Yes, yes, to come up and see what I call the sodomy show.
Yes, yes. It's sodomerific.
Yes.
And, once again, today, he attacked me, sodomized me,
and
was very upset about the fact that we called him while he was sick yesterday, so I got a double dose of sodomy today.
He recovered very quickly and just beat the stuffing out of you before he had his way with you, with a lubricant.
And, of course, while he was sodomizing me, at first he was screaming, announce me on the show. Then he was screaming,
right.
How dare you call me when I was at home sick yesterday.
I played golf last evening in my little Twilight League with a feller that had the exact same thing, just coming off the same thing Buzz had.
And, going around.
I thought about Buzz having it, and of course, thinking only of me.
Yes.
You know, here I am playing golf with a guy. Now Buzz has it. It's like it's all about
everywhere.
It's all around
you
us.
You can run, but you can't.
How are you feeling today?
Anyway,
much better, thanks.
There is Buzz Girdley.
Buzz Burbank.
Hi, Mike.
Wants to make sure he's introduced to the introduction of every show, and
yes,
there
please.
You go.
Thank you.
Consider that done. being a parent, let me just tell you.
Yeah.
Being a parent, sometimes it just sucks.
Oh. That, how is your roller coaster ride going?
Well, and it's not the boy's fault. But,
Did he burn the lobster?
No. Dinner was great last night.
Okay.
And, you know, my son is lucky enough to come from a two-parent home where generally if something bad were to happen late at night, my wife would cover it because I'd be sleeping preparing for today's broadcast.
Yes.
My kid, we live in Virginia. For those not familiar with the D.C. area, there's D.C., but nobody really lives in D.C.
Nobody.
Yeah, bedroom community.
People either live in Virginia or Maryland.
I always love that term, a bedroom community. Yeah. Who the hell invented that?
We live in Virginia. And
houses,
and
we have beds.
All of my kids' friends live in Maryland.
Right. Uh-huh.
So last night he says, Dad, I want to go out and take my girlfriend to the movies. I said, great. As a matter of fact, he's done such a fantastic job taking care of me the last couple of days. While my wife's been up in New York.
Right.
I spiffed him $20. I said, the movie's on me.
Go knock yourself out.
As he is leaving the house, I said, take my cell phone. This is what a good parent does. Take my cell phone.
So he can let you know where he is.
Just in case.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because the deal we have is that he has a midnight curfew. Right. And generally, when I'm there by myself, I don't wait up till midnight.
No,
I go to sleep at 10, and when he comes home at midnight, he wakes me up, and I look at the clock, and unless he's bright enough to have reset the clock.
But he has to wake you up.
Yeah, he has to wake me up so I see that he's there by midnight.
Right.
So last night, about 10:15, I knock off, as usual, and I get the call at 11:30. Dad. Yeah. On my cell phone.
Uh-huh.
I go, where are you? He goes, I'm in Damascus.
Right.
Now, you know, again, if you don't know the D.C. area, from Virginia to Damascus,
it's an enormous flight to Syria.
I say, what are you doing?
My God, how did you get there?
You should be on your way home. He says, well, this is where my girlfriend lives, or I don't want to say girlfriend. The girl he took to the movies last night, he said, I'm not really sure what happened, and I can't really fault the boy because I think he gets this from me in the genes. He said, I ran up against the curb, and both tires on the right side of the car are flat, and there's something leaking out of the engine of the car, and the right wheel won't move.
Right.
Now, this is at 11:30 at night, and I'm dead asleep. So I said, all right, you know, listen, stay there. He says, should we call AAA? I said, no, you know, we've canceled AAA because they screwed us so many times. So I find a towing service, and we call, and I drive, and I have to drive to Damascus, and on my way to Damascus. Now, this is after midnight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm heading up 270.
That's usually when I'm driving around.
When you go to Damascus.
Well, then, then you're familiar with the fact that they're doing overnight construction work on 270.
Yeah.
And they have big signs that say, construction work, 15-minute closures each way.
Yeah. The thing that you do is you go on the other side of them. Go on the side people don't take.
Well, Mike, you can't.
You know, wait, what's a cone or two?
Well, there are cops there.
You know, just have a little fun and go around and knock down a couple of cones. And, you know, they hardly even know you've been there.
So I'm trying to figure out where my kid is, keeping in mind that he's got my cell phone.
Right.
And I'm in my car now without a phone.
Sure.
And I'm driving up to try to find him. And as soon as I get on the 270 split, there's cops there and they've barricaded it down. And no one is allowed to drive on the road for 15 minutes.
Mm.
Because from midnight to 5 a.m., which is a good idea, they're doing construction. I approve of that, doing construction overnight.
Sure. No, I actually would like to see them do it from like noon till 2.
So I'm sitting there and I'm going nuts. I'm going nuts because I'm not able to move to get to where my kid is. So I call OnStar. I push the OnStar button.
Well, they're always helpful. Haven't you learned?
It's my only option.
iStar.
OnStar.
Idiot star.
OnStar has never helped me in my life.
I had a car with it years ago when it first came out, and same thing to me. I mean, I had, you know, because it's the human factor.
It's supposed to be this thing where they can track your car anywhere,
mm-hmm.
and if you've got an emergency, they can help you out.
Yeah, I spoke too early. It did help me one time. It got me to that hotel in Intercourse.
I thought Atlantic City.
No, Intercourse. Atlantic City is where it completely screwed me.
Oh.
Atlantic City is where I called OnStar, and they said, you go 4 miles down, and when I got done with it, I had been within 3 blocks of the hotel I was trying to get to. In Intercourse, it actually told me where Intercourse was.
So I'm sitting in this.
That is handy.
I'm sitting in this, 15-minute backup that's not moving because they're doing construction.
Feeling the sense of urgency. You want to rescue your kid.
Concerned about my kid. Sure. So I press the OnStar button, and after about 5 minutes, finally I get, welcome to OnStar. I go, hi, listen. I'm really in a bind here that my son, his car is disabled somewhere on Quince Orchard Road in Damascus, Maryland, and I'm on my way to get him, and he's got my cell phone, and I was wondering if you could call him to tell him that I'm on my way, but I'm stuck in this 15-mile backup.
Now, you read the literature, that is what they're there for.
It's reasonable. Woman says to me, I can't track where your vehicle is. I said, well, I'm not talking about my vehicle. I'm telling you that it's my son is in a car, uh-huh. and he's been in an accident.
You
and
want to make it like a courtesy call, like a concierge service.
I'm stuck in a backup.
Like, it's kind of an emergency. You want to give him a reassuring phone call, and you don't have a cell phone.
And the woman says to me, I can't do that. And I said, why? And she said, does he have the OnStar equipment in his car? And I said, no. And she said, well, then I can't contact him. And I said, well, can't you just pick up the phone, and I'll pay for the call. Just pick up the phone and call this number, my cell phone number, to tell my kid I'm on my way. The whole time I'm in the 15 minutes, I'm sitting in the backup, I'm being put on hold by OnStar.
With a blithering idiot.
And the moron has no freaking idea. By the time I'm done waiting the 15 minutes and the cops reopen the road, mm-hmm. there's still been nothing done.
Ugh.
So I just hang up on OnStar, and rather than go to where my kid is, I go to, I pull off, and I go to a shopping center, because I just go to a payphone,
mm-hmm.
and I'll give him a call. I go to a payphone at Quince Orchard Road Shopping Center, where there is a Prudential Bank, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Wendy's, Subway, Dunkin' Donuts, Safeway, Starbucks coffee, and 4 different gas stations, not one phone booth.
Wow.
The only phone booth is inside the Safeway.
Which is closed.
Which closed at midnight.
Oh,
so I pull up in front of the Safeway. It's about 12:30. And
you're in prime F everybody.
And I'm doing this on the door. And the guy comes up, and you know, obviously they're locked.
Closed.
We're closed.
Closed. We're bleaching the ham.
I need to use the phone. We're closed.
We're relabeling the fish.
I said, hey, it's an emergency.
You must go away. And this is the secret time.
And the guy, yeah, who knows what they do in these grocery stores from midnight to 6.
That's when they grind up all the meat.
So I leave there, and I'm really distressed. And again, rather than just go directly to the location where I think my kid is at, I pull off at another shopping center, and again, there's no payphones.
Wow.
There's no payphones.
The age of the cell phone.
You know, in the time you've spent searching for a payphone to tell me you're on the way, you would have been there like 45 minutes earlier.
So I get there, I get to the spot, and there's nothing there. I get to the spot where he's told me that he's had this accident, and there's nothing there.
Mm.
So now I'm really out of my mind.
Of course.
I'm like, Jesus, I'm at the exact spot where Bart told me this happened.
And this is where it's a good time to have two cell phones.
Yeah. I've called the towing company, but I don't have a phone to call the towing company back, so I have to get...
So is your theory that your son has taken off, or that the towing company has been there and gotten him already?
Yeah, but I don't know where he is.
Right.
I have no idea where he is.
He's being taken to.
So I call the...
cut to scene out of Pulp Fiction.
I call the towing company.
Right.
And the towing company says, yeah, we got the car.
Ah.
The two tires were messed up, but we've got it here. I said, great, where's my son? The guy says, I don't know.
Oh, man.
He got in a car with somebody and he left.
Nice.
So, I'm reeling now. I'm it's now 1:15 in the morning, and I'm reeling, and finally I find a payphone. I go to Shady Grove Hospital.
Ah.
Because I know that this is a place.
What time is this?
1:15.
Oh my God.
I call the cell phone, and he picks it up. He goes, hello. I go, Bart, it's Dad. He goes, hi. I say, where are you? And he tells me that he's at a friend's house. That what he did was he called neighbors who live close, friends of ours.
Right.
And the mom came over and saw that the car was being towed away and brought him over to their house.
Right.
I said to Bart, how was I supposed to know that you had been transported from the spot of the accident?
Why didn't he just go to where the car was towed to?
To the friend's house. Because they towed the car to the Gaithersburg Air Park.
Oh, okay.
Which was about 40 minutes away from where...
So his reasoning was to be closer to the scene.
And he said to me, well, Dad, I was trying to call you, and I called OnStar to tell them to call you, and OnStar said that they couldn't help me. So finally, at 1:45 in the morning, I arrive at the friend's house, Steve and Debbie.
Feeling well rested today.
Yeah, feeling good today. I arrive at 1:45 in the morning, and the mom, Debbie, is still there looking, I mean, I guess she had just come home from work looking absolutely spectacular.
Wow.
So I got all her makeup on, still all made up, smells good. I get there at 1:45 in the morning. She's got Bart there.
My device sleep here.
She says, I made sure that he got the registration out of the car. I talked to the police. There's nothing
Thank
going
you
on.
So much.
And she's got a warm beverage for me. And
thank you so much.
Thank
this
you.
Is this is great coffee. Grind it yourself.
Now, listen. Keep in mind, the husband is sleeping upstairs.
Yeah, I'm keeping
okay.
You're damn right. I'm keeping that in mind.
The husband, Steve, is sleeping upstairs.
Your sound sleeper.
Rob, I don't know.
That's funny.
The point here is, she was nice, and she went out and rescued Bart, and it was just a friggin' mess, and he was, you know, in that mode.
Don't you want to get out of those wet things? I know it wasn't raining last night, but I wish it was.
And I've been in that mode, too, where as soon as I walk through the door, and it's now 1:45 in the morning.
Right.
He sees me.
Were you wearing your pajamas?
just underpants.
Pajamas like with what? With a raincoat?
Just underpants.
Just underpants.
Nice shirt and a hat.
Just underpants.
Hi, is my son here? Well, you look nice.
It's 1:45. See, there's one light on in the kitchen. I knock on their door.
Right.
Debbie comes to the door and she goes, hi, he's right here. He's inside. I come in and I look at him, and it's the combination of relief and anger.
It's like when you find a kid when they get away from you for a while, you're both relieved and pissed at the same time.
And you know, he tried to do things the right way. Mm-hmm. I couldn't fault, and God knows I've been in enough dumb accidents where I've like run up on the, now I've never run up on a curb and blown both my front and rear tires.
Right.
But, you know, I've done plenty of dumb accidents myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not really mad about that. I'm more mad about the fact that this has gone on and it's quarter till two in the morning. And at that point, Debbie says to me, you know, you really didn't even have to come out here. He could have spent the night at our house. We tried to call, but you weren't at home.
Yeah.
I said, well, yeah, I wasn't at home because Bart has my cell phone.
Yeah, the key, of course.
You gotta have two.
You gotta give the guy a cell phone.
You gotta have two, but I'm glad.
I'm surprised he doesn't have one. I mean, he's got the Xbox, right? Or he's got the PlayStation 2.
Yeah, well, he had a cell phone for a while.
Right.
Until, and we got him one of them cell phones that has like 700 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Until
right.
We got the first bill.
Mm-hmm.
And we found out that apparently every second the kid has available, he's on his cell phone.
Oh, so you took it away.
Yeah, he even uses it when he's in the house. When he could be on a regular phone,
right.
He'll go out in the backyard and talk on his cell phone.
I think there's a plan where you, well, no, I guess there's not, but I mean, I thought there was some kind of thing where you just use it for emergencies or something.
Yeah, well, whatever. I got to figure it out.
Whatever.
All I know is that we ended up getting home at 3 a.m. Mm,
really?
3 a.m. we ended up getting home.
That's not a big deal.
Yeah, well, it's a big deal for me. And he's okay. And, you know, there are many
average arrival time.
There are many questions that I have for him. I have not yet put him through the ringer.
Was he at his the girl's house? Is that where he was?
No, they were coming back from the movies, and he was taking her to her house to drop her off.
When the tires blew?
Yes.
But what house? Who was it, a friend's house, or was it the girl's parents' house?
No, it was another friend's house.
So like totally unrelated.
He called another.
He woke that family up.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's okay because I don't know the parents of the girl that he was out with. I don't even know the girl's last name, for God's sake.
Wow. Did you make him walk next to the car on the way home back to Virginia?
made him run all the way.
Jog boy.
Behind the car.
Jog.
I don't even know what would have caused, and I don't even want to think about what might have caused him to veer a bit over and have both wheels. That's what I'm thinking.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm thinking.
Well,
but I have not even approached that yet. The interrogation will not start until this evening.
Okay. Ah, very good. Well, he better make you a special dinner tonight.
Because last night he was upset about the fact that he got.
When did your wife come back?
Any moment. The train arrives within the hour, I believe.
She got my mail?
Yeah, she's got your mail. She's got your mail, Mike.
You know, I gotta go for all the people that can help me. That's what it is.
She got your mail. She told me that she got your mail.
Very good.
And she didn't appreciate the fact that last night I called and woke her up.
Oh.
To tell her that this was going on. She said, the quote was, "Why are you calling me?" I said,
to vent.
Just so you know what's happening.
Yeah.
She said, well, I was sleeping. I said, well, so was I.
Right.
She said, but you're there, and I'm in New York. Mm-hmm. I said, yeah. She said, okay. Good night. Click. She hung up the phone. And when we were on our way back home, I said to Bart, when we were back in the car on the way back home, like, you know, 2:15, 2:45 a.m., I said, call Mom and tell her that you're okay, because I'm sure she's worried.
Right.
Bart calls her up on the cell phone. Again, not a care in the world. Snoring like Dennis Murphy.
Right.
Dead asleep. Bart's like, hi, Mom. And this is what I hear. Hi, Mom. Well, Dad told me to. Hold on. He gives me the phone.
Oh, no.
She goes, why did you call me? I said, so you knew he was okay.
Yeah.
She said, well, you knew he was okay. And then I started to tell her the whole litany of, well, I didn't have a cell phone.
Yeah, you've had a very difficult evening.
On the way up to 70, and they blocked it. And all I got through all that was, tell me tomorrow. Good night. Click. That's it.
Wow.
Great being a parent.
So once again, you are the epicenter of the stressful situation.
Yes, I am.
Everybody else seems to be handling it okay, and then there goes you.
There I am.
Wow.
And you know, let me just say, Thank God I wasn't drunk last night. Thank God last night was not one of the nights when my kid was out and my wife was gone, when I just decided just to drown my sorrows.
Will you go hunting for goose? You see any bumper cars on your way home?
Because God knows that would have been a nightmare situation. My kid gets in an accident, yeah. He calls up, and I go, hello?
Right.
Unable to help, so.
You didn't see any bumper cars on the Beltway on your way home?
What do you mean?
Well, I was a club disc jockey for years, you know, that, and I would wrap things up at 3:30 in the morning. I'd be driving back from Gaithersburg, Maryland, all the way to the eastern shore of Maryland, which is a huge... And I saw the most amazing feats of driving at that hour. You see things that terrify you, and you become an actual connoisseur of people that are driving while impaired, including the man on the Beltway. What would the Beltway be? Five lanes?
Yeah.
Probably five lanes. He was in the far right-hand lane, and he went from the fifth lane over all the way into the Jersey wall in the center lane.
Wow.
Sparks flew up. He bounced back into the middle lane and continued on his merry way.
That's bumper cars.
That's bumper cars.
Bumper cars.
That's why I say bumper cars. And I saw it recently in Virginia where I saw taillights going back and forth and back and forth. Because, you know, I'm often out till the wee hour.
Well, you're a night owl like Mayor Barry.
I'm a night owl now. I'm back in that lifestyle. And I see these taillights going, I mean, really all over the place. And I actually got ready to dial star 77, but I was a little nervous about that because, if you wanted to get technical. So I saw the, I see these taillights going up. And I mean, I've never seen, the guy that hit the sparks on the Beltway was nothing compared to this guy. I finally get close enough to him, and I S you not, it's a Virginia Department of Transportation a motorist aid truck.
Wow.
And the guy is literally careening all over the
drunk.
Oh, either somebody God. Told me it might have been somebody, a guy that was asleep, but this was not sleeping. This was,
come on, can I help you? I didn't even have time to look at the other cars on the road last night on the way home because I was so busy concentrating on staying awake, driving, and the whole time giving my son the evil eye.
That's a haul. I mean, it's not too far from work.
While not giving him the total evil eye, because I understand it was an accident, and he did what he should have done, but still.
Yeah, I mean, he kept you advised. He called you first, or maybe.
No, he
called you hours after.
No, he called me first. He went
after they cleaned up.
No. Stop.
I'm sorry.
Stop it.
I will stop it.
Stop it.
I will.
Okay, so that was my night. And
hey, I'm real sorry about that.
Get back home, Mommy. Get back home as soon as you can.
That's right.
She's the cooking was nice.
So you'll be bringing my mail in tomorrow?
Yes, Mike, I will have your mail tomorrow.
Still behind on a few bills.
Gotcha. Mm. I will bring your mail in tomorrow.
Very good.
Okay, are you ready for some good news?
Yeah, we are. We are wonderfully. We were really delighted at this recent development.
What I consider to be some groundbreaking news, and we want to start today's program by thanking the good people Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Philadelphia, right now, everybody in Philadelphia, turn your butt cheeks towards the radio.
Thank you.
Because you are about to get a very nice ass-kissing from the Don and Mike Show.
We're going
to
toss your salad.
Thank you.
We're going to get right
jelly
in there.
Jelly or syrup.
Right in the bad spot.
I mean, Allen Iverson's mom. Bring her on.
Right on.
Bring her on. I'll kiss that bitch today.
Because they are. We got to go through that, and we'll go through it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I mean, you want to talk about brotherly love. We have been shown some brotherly love in Philadelphia.
Amen. So are you ready for some ratings? Everybody in Philadelphia, let me tell you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
This is really, it's so fast, and it's happened so quickly for us in Philadelphia, we could not be more grateful. This is really, really done wonders for us.
We got our Spring Arbotron ratings today, which is the entire spring ratings period, which is the most important rating period of the year because this is where the advertisers will set the spot rates for Christmas time.
Absolutely.
Excellent. So, it's known that the spring ratings period is the most important, and as you probably know, there was some discussion at this company as to whether our show would work in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were individuals, perhaps more than one, that it might not be the best move putting this show on in Philadelphia.
It was scheduled to debut last August, and they held it up until March.
A decision now they're probably regretting.
Yeah, because they could have been reaping these bounties of goods that the good people of Philadelphia have rewarded us with. And listen, Philly, you have a Las Vegas-style show in your future in the next couple of weeks, and you don't even know what a Las Vegas-style show is. But let me just tell you, it's something that we have done for years and years, and the reason we don't do it anymore is that there were lawsuits and people were arrested.
Yeah, it got a little, well, it was debauchery.
Yeah,
is what it was.
Pennsylvania is a whole new state with all new laws for us to explore.
Yeah, and we're already, you know, getting calls from certain establishments in Philadelphia that would think it was just ducky to have one of our Las Vegas style shows, but bring in our three ring circus, our carnival.
So it's coming your way, Philadelphia, and I'll tell you why. And keep in mind, before we got on WYSB, the format had been talk in the morning, rock middays, talk in the afternoon.
Right.
And then rock at night. And what we heard from the people inside our company was, this is a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
You put this show on YSB, and the station's going down the crapper.
Right.
It'll never work. Well, let me just say, unlike WNEW, where the ratings were up this time also.
Yeah, absolutely. It just, you know, we always will believe with WNEW it was a matter of time.
Yeah.
And it was, we had turned the corner. We're very sad about that. But our sadness about WNEW is blown out of the water by Philadelphia.
It's erased. And we want to first thank the people who listen to the show.
Absolutely.
On WYSB. And second, we want to thank Spike and Tim and Pete and all the people who work at WYSB to help present the show as it should be presented.
The organization up at WYSB is probably one of the best that we've ever worked with anywhere in the country. And they're smart guys. They know radio. They know how to position radio stations.
Yep.
And they've done a great job for our show. And they've marketed and sold our show up there the way it should be sold. And they're reaping the rewards of it today.
So, this is one book. We were on 1 month before the spring ratings started, and we had the added handicap of knowing psychologically that the company really was only doing this because they contractually promised it to us, and we were going in with the thought that if we did bad, we'd get canned right away.
We'd be gone. I mean, and there were many in the company that really looked at putting us on in Philadelphia as kind of a throwing us a bone, you know, saying, yeah, well, we'll put them on because, you know, just to shut them the hell up.
But I had more than one person in the company tell me the station would get better ratings playing music than having your show on.
Right. Exactly.
But nonetheless, the show was on, the people listened, and now let's review as we continue the giant thank you.
Thank you.
The giant love fest that we have for Philadelphia today.
Amen.
The overall ratings, when the station was playing music, it was in 12th place, 12 plus.
Mm-hmm.
12th place with a 3.5. Now, welcome to the land of the top 10.
Yes.
From 12th place to 8th place, 3.5 to 3.9.
There were many people in this company that said we were going to go down,
right?
Way down when
now,
we got on there.
Let's look at, well, I got all the male demographics. I got all the male demographics that the station targets.
Very good.
What are the demographics? This is so great. It was a given that we might do well in some of the older demographics, but there were some in the company who were positive that the younger demographic would not listen to our show.
Yeah, specifically young men would not jump on board.
So let's start with men aged 18 to 24.
Mm-hmm.
As we continue the thank you to Philadelphia.
Thank you.
In the winter book, WYSP was playing music, they had a 6.9 share, which was 6th place. So, you take the music off, and you put our show on, and in one book, you go from a 6.9 to to a 21.4.
Wow. Wow. There we go.
Yeah.
Hello.
That would be number one.
Number one. Thank you very much, Philadelphia.
Let's go to men 25 to 54.
A very significant category.
How about station had been number two?
Mm-hmm.
How about we just push that one over the top?
Yeah. There you go.
How about you take the 7-4, turn it into a 7-7, and make the Don and Mike show number one with men 25-54 in Philadelphia.
Hello. Yeah. This is wonderful news for this show.
Sure is.
And we want to thank Philadelphia. This is kick ass.
Mm-hmm. How about men 25-34?
Mm-hmm.
How about you take a 10.5, which is a good number.
Great number. Oh, yeah.
And you turn that into an 11.6.
Hello.
Which is another number one rating.
Number one.
How about men 18 to 49?
Very good.
This is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
This is not one of the big ones the advertisers look at.
Yep.
The station had an 8.2 share. Very respectable.
Right.
Solid.
Nothing wrong with that. The only thing better than that might be a 10.8.
Yeah.
Which is
number one.
Number one.
Yeah.
Cool. Number one. So
Philadelphia.
What didn't I go? The only thing that I didn't give you that I got here is men and women 25 to 54, which was exactly the same.
Okay, good.
Eighth place.
All right, that means, hey, guys, tell the women to tune in. They'll dig it, too.
But this, for us, is incredible because you don't know the crap we've been going through behind the scenes with this company. And how many people in this company, we are convinced, are waiting for today to come out and the numbers to come out.
Just to, you know, to really
pile on.
To pile on us and just give us the cold shoulder a little bit more. You know what? You might be aware, listeners of this show, that it's been a rather tough road to hoe for us for the last couple of months. This is the best day we've had for the show in about 3 months.
Yeah, really.
It's really, with all the crap that we have been going through, I want to say, I mean, I know Don feels the same way. Philadelphia, we
thank you.
I mean, really, it was important for you to support the show. And every now and then you get a ratings period where it's more important than another time. This is one of those times. This is very, very good.
Huge.
For us.
Huge.
We had something to prove.
Thank you. Thank you, Philadelphia.
Thank you.
Please allow us to lick your starfish. I'm serious. We will suck your A's. Bring them on.
Bring them on. That's what we're here to do.
Bring them on.
And Philadelphia will be getting a Las Vegas-style show. Details coming up. And we're going to have a good time up there. It's going to be great. I mean, we like the energy up there anyway, and we love the people up at that radio station.
Man, thank you.
That's all we can say is thank you.
Yep. Way to go.
That's pretty fast. One book.
Very fast.
Been on in Philly.
Yep.
For 4 months.
Absolutely.
One book. So let me say, if you get this radio show and you get the right city and the right listeners and you get the right people behind the scenes, this is how it goes.
Absolutely.
This is how it goes. Overall, 12th place to 8th place.
Right.
Men 18-24, number one.
Mm-hmm.
6.9 to 21.4.
Hello.
That is a 21.4 share rating.
It's amazing.
In Philadelphia, men 25 to 54, number one. Men 25-34, number one. Men 18 to 49, number one.
Fantastic.
That is, ladies and gentlemen, what you call a clean sweep.
Yeah. Way to go.
A clean sweep. Thank you, Philly.
Can't wait to go back up there again. I'm really psyched about this.
Jesus Christ.
Not only the fact that you've done it for us, but you've done it so quickly.
Thank you.
We needed a quit.
Thank you. God damn, we sure did. Philadelphia. We will not forget this.
No, no way. No way.
Thank you. If you listen to the show on WYSP every day, thank you. Thank you.
And now we are very
We're delighted. Yeah, things did not go our way in New York City, but let me tell you something. We got our little Philadelphia, Baltimore, Washington little quadrant. You know, we got that little box. We got to let, you know, you'll see those tornado boxes that they show you on the Weather Channel.
Yeah.
We got our little box now, and we're real happy with it. And, you know, good things to come for the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, yeah. And the people of Philadelphia, all we can say to our listeners, thank you.
Right.
Really, and I mean that.
Thank you.
Thank you. I know that we, especially me, a pompous, a-hole, full of myself jerk, but I'll tell you, I do realize the bottom line about who makes the show happen, and it's the people who listen.
Yep. And every now and then, we need the people that listen to this show to step up, and that's what they did in Philadelphia. And it was real important for us. I think anybody knows why it's important for us, guys. It ain't been a really good couple of months, okay?
No. Perfect timing. And really, I mean, a success story like we've not had in any other market, much less the fifth largest market in America.
How about that?
I mean, it's fantastic. And
I like it when you put it that way.
Yeah. Philadelphia, fantastic. We have to thank you. Now, listen, Washington, D.C., don't get mad at us.
No.
Those ratings come out in a couple of days. We'll know you. We'll let you know what happens. Same in Baltimore.
Yep.
Same in Sacramento, all the places that have supported the show for years.
Amen.
But this Philly thing is huge.
Yeah, and I think everybody in Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia listening to the show understands that, you know, we've got a power base right now. And
thank you.
It's really fantastic.
Let me say that again.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. Let's talk to some people from Philly.
Yeah.
Anthony.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, thank you, guys.
No, thank you, Anthony. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anthony, I really, really want to lick your egg.
I like starfish.
Through the phone, it would be a little more difficult, but hey, you could probably give it a try.
Way to go, Anthony.
Thank you, Anthony.
You guys have brightened up my day. I work outside. I come to my car during break time, sit down, eat my lunch 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Get an enjoyable experience from you guys every time. You guys are consistent in the type of show that you produce, which is absolutely freaking beautiful.
Well, listen, all
man,
I can say
man,
is
that's great.
Yeah. Do we love Philadelphia?
Yeah, it's really very exciting to be finally on in a city that we have wanted to be on in for a decade.
10 years.
And really have this success this quickly. It is really gratifying. We have wanted Philadelphia. We have been wanting to be on the radio there for
you guys in Philly, you don't know. You don't know how long the carrot was dangled in front of us.
Oh, my God.
How the only city we ever wanted to be syndicated to was Philadelphia.
Right.
From 10 years ago.
Absolutely.
That was it.
And we finally got it, and to have this kind of...
You guys came through.
Turn around and
thank
great.
You. God damn it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike.
It sounds like we're gushing. We can gush once in a while.
Sure.
We can kiss ass once in a while, and that's what we're doing for a while, so allow us that.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Doing great, my friend.
Congratulations.
Yeah, this has got...
Hold on.
I had to delete that out, my friend.
Yeah, we're
not to that point yet.
Yeah, we're getting in trouble if we do that.
Not to that point yet.
Well, I am a card-carrying member of that organization. I look forward to you guys coming out to Philly and partying with us.
Yeah. Tim wants us to get that Philly rotation going the way we had the New York rotation going, and I think we probably should. Maybe not spend every other week in Philly, but I think you'll see a lot more of us.
Yeah, we'll pop up to Philly a lot.
In Philadelphia.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we look forward to it.
It's a quick 3-hour drive. You'll see a lot more of us up there.
Amen.
And look for that Las Vegas-style show very soon.
Right. I won't be getting an apartment in Philly, though.
Nor will I. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Oh, come on. We might be making a long commute, though.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Yo, congratulations, and that is for you and Don and Mike. Tim, you guys rock.
You know, it's amazing when you said that's for you, Tim, and you started doing that when we signed on, and he's a good guy, and he knows the radio business, and it's this is just a good day. It's a good day for the show.
Hey, we want to thank also the people at WYSP behind the scenes.
Let me tell you guys, you guys in static on YSP, halfway up North New Jersey, still rock and beat anything on the radio up here.
Wonderful. Thanks a lot.
Thank you,
still rock.
Friend.
You guys are the bomb, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for getting me through.
Thank you.
Thank you.
As we call from New York. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike, I'm a truck driver from Philly, and I've been coming down to D.C. area since the wave of days, and I knew you guys were going to do great in Philly for a long time, and I've been telling all my friends to listen to you guys.
Well, all we can say is...
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for that.
Thank you.
It used to kill me to come up 95 and lose you in Baltimore, and now I can get you all the way into Philly.
That's great. Well, listen, again, thank you.
Thank you.
Make sure that you keep your radio dial tuned to WYSP to hear the news about the Las Vegas Style Show.
Yeah, because we'll let you know what's happening. And well, and I believe we'll be up there soon visiting that other gentleman that called us yesterday.
The guy with the strip club.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I think if Philadelphia rewards us with a rating among men 18-24 of a 21.4, up from a 6.
Yeah.
That deserves something from us.
Yes.
For those young men.
Well, that deserves, let's say it, nudity.
Nudity.
Love that, it. That means free nudity for guys.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Don.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your old ratings in Philly.
Philly. And no, listen, not congratulations to us.
Right.
Thanks to you.
Amen, right.
Really, I mean... You guys don't know how bad we needed this. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. And incidentally, the happiest guy with the ratings is Tim Sabian's cardiologist.
Yes. He's greatly relieved. Right, right. As he's chewing his nitroglycerin tablets like M&M's.
And Rob just did the math.
Rough, but it's about right.
In the men 18 to 24 demo, that is a 340% increase.
Amen.
That's good.
Wow. Great day. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's
good.
We will have to reward them.
Yes, we will.
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike.
And, of course, as you know, when we reward them, we reward ourselves.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, this is Ryan. I just wanted to let you know that, you know, I live over on the other side of from Philly, and you still guys rock every year, too.
Fantastic.
Thank you, my friend. Yeah,
I want to say all the people in Jersey, too. I mean, no, then they count,
absolutely,
too. You're part of this, too.
Don and Mike Show.
Don.
You know what this is, really? This is radio history, at least for us.
Right.
This is radio history. This is the biggest market that we've been in, besides New York.
A very big move for the show.
And in one book, boom, you guys did it.
Nobody does a 21. That's amazing.
Out of the chute, number one across the board. One across the friggin' board.
I know I'd be... I'd kill myself if I didn't say this. It's a shame certain people didn't have more patience.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, Mike, guys rock.
Thank you. Are you from Philly?
Yes, I am.
No. You guys rock. Thank
great,
you.
Thank you.
Thank
great
you.
Great job.
It's prime starfish eating time.
Thank you. Bend over and allow us to eat your egg.
Hey, when will you be coming to Philly for the Las Vegas style show?
I think we're definitely going to be there within 2 to 3 weeks.
Yes, before Labor Day.
Excellent. Right.
Oh, great. I'm looking forward to it.
Before Labor Day. All right. Well, listen, we've got lots of calls from Philly coming in. We don't want to keep the whole show just with, you know, the ratings are great, but just know, thank you.
Yeah, we don't do this very often because it really, what I want to stress is how
incredible!
How important it was for us at this juncture with everything that's been going on.
In our careers, which are hanging by a piece of dental floss right now. Thank you.
You know, they're not, and I got to say, they're not. They're really not because, I mean, we have done well here in Washington, D.C. for so long, and we still continue to do well, and we do well with this company, but...
But, Mike,
you're not going to believe this!
Number one in Philly in the first book.
Thank you.
Wow. It was something we needed. We needed to refresh some memories around here.
So thank you, Philadelphia. It will not be forgotten.
No way.
On our part.
Right.
Thank you. Okay, now let's move on with the show.
All right. Very good. What do you want to do?
Get drunk.
Let's go.
Get way drunk.
Get plastered.
Just get bombed.
Absolutely.
Let's clear the lines. Get a call 100 and see if we can give away, I think it's down to $1,000 now with the celebrity burps. So we're getting very close to more clues.
Good. I know who it is.
We're getting close to more clues. Who is it?
Ben Franklin.
It is not Ben Franklin. Call 100-877-365-3636. Dial recklessly, you animals. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
get out of my face with that crazy stuff.
That's
the rumor. Where you get that from?
That's hearsay.
Because somebody told it to
that's
you?
True.
Did Tawana tell you that?
Yeah.
Did Tawana tell you that? Don't ask me nothing. Did
Tawana
tell you that?
I haven't spoken with you.
All right, then. Don't go there with me. Don't go there with me. You
want to
keep it real, you keep it real with me.
Thank you.
Because I ain't for no game. Every relationship has ups and downs. You're at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 rings I see on these men's fingers. You think y'all don't go through up and down? Come on, get a grip. Because AI is AI, we got to go through that and we'll go through it.
Thank you.
The Don and Mike Show.
God loves the Don and Mike Show.
He does. God loves Philadelphia.
Thank you.
And we love Philadelphia. I recall 100, and I'm in love with Allen Iverson's mom. The more I see her on TV screaming at the reporters.
I see you, Mrs. Iverson.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yes, I am caller 100.
Yes, you are, my friend. And what's your name?
My name is Bill.
Hey, Bill, where are you from?
Clements, Maryland.
All right. How would you like tickets to see Eminem this weekend?
That'd be great.
All right. Eminem, the Anger Management Tour with Papa Roach, Ludacris, a lot more. And that's a Sunday at Nissan Pavilion. Tickets available at Ticketmaster. Or go to Ticketmaster.com. Now you're going to play for $1,000.
Wow.
Yeah. Which means we're getting close to giving out clues again about the identity of this celebrity burper.
It's buku excitement.
Let me just say... Never won an Emmy Award, but mighty deserving. Never won an Emmy.
Careful.
Well, that could be anyone.
Very careful.
But mighty deserving.
Wait. Yeah, Rob, somebody might guess it.
Give me 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Kate Smith.
Hopefully, here we go.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
If she was alive, I'd guess Kate Smith. The late, great, sexy Kate Smith.
God bless America! Yeah! Yeah!
Thank you. All right, my friend,
wow.
Here you go.
That was good.
Thank you. $1,000. Who is it?
I'm going to say John Stamos.
John Stamos.
Oh, we're sorry.
Pretty funny with that Emmy clue. But he deserved one.
Yeah, for his great work on Full House.
Yeah, and his great musicianship.
Thank you. Hold on, please, and don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you.
A clue for you. All right, before we get into the show today, well, I guess this is part of the show.
Sure. We've been doing a show for the better part of an hour.
Yeah. Right now, I've talked about this for a couple of days, and I guess we better get to it today. It's a fax we received that is both entertaining and troubling.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if the person writing this fax to us, they were asking for poison tickets, mm-hmm. if he and she are on the level or not.
All right.
Let me read you some of the fax.
Very good.
And we'll call and see if this is a real person.
Okay.
We got this on Wednesday, July 10th, so we got it a week ago.
Okay.
Donna Mike, hey guys, did you have a nice vacation? It's an honor to be writing to you both this morning. Hold on, Lisa. I gave them meet and greet package passes. So these people are real? Come in here, Lisa.
Oh, Lisa.
You gotta tell me about these people.
Lisa has a bad back today.
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Well,
I mean, that's, she just said that. Well,
every day,
yeah.
Lisa has a bad back.
She has a bad back.
Why every day?
Well, yeah, why every day?
Why every day when I have a bad back?
Well, because I just imagine when you go home at night with your man that he probably
twists you like a pretzel.
Bends you in all time. You know, it's like the G.I. Joe doll, you know, bendable.
Oh, sure,
he probably,
sure,
you know,
sure.
Bend you over a table.
That man of yours probably treats you a bit like Gumby.
Gumby. You're pokey. You're pokey and he's Gumby.
Absolutely. You're very pliable and bendable. And sometimes, after all that activity, you might sleep in the wrong position.
Maybe. However, I was told it's because I'm 25 and I'm now old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. Yeah, that's what somebody said. Yeah.
And also because you're like a pretzel when you're having sex.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, any way that my body does not naturally go, that's how I like it.
That your boyfriend, you ever have that taffy? And I'm not talking about saltwater taffy,
right.
But I'm talking about the kind that's big and stretchy.
Yeah.
That's what Lisa's body is like. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what she can do.
I think it's more like what my body's like.
I mean, what she can do.
I'm just talking about the consistency. I think my body is the consistency of saltwater taffy.
She can stretch. She can...
saltwater taffy that sat on somebody's dashboard on a 95-degree day.
She can do amazing things. At least that's what I hear. Which is why she has a sore back.
Yeah.
Anyway, you were in contact with...
Yeah.
These, are they real?
Yeah.
And the stuff he writes is real?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's legit. I did not get them tickets to the concert.
Well, now what is going on? What are these people all about? What's the deal?
Let me read you the facts, and would you see if you can get them on the phone?
Sure. All right, thank you very much.
Apply heat to that back. Wouldn't that be...
That'd be good.
What doctors would recommend.
Well, the first thing to do when it starts to hurt is to ice the area.
Mm-hmm. And I had pills.
You iced it last night?
I had a soccer game, and it started to hurt during my soccer game.
Do you... Having sex with your boyfriend during your soccer game?
Yes, can you believe it?
Do you play, on an all-girls soccer team?
I play on a co-ed team with a couple guys on the Junkies in Maryland, and then a women's team in Fairfax.
Ah, how's the women's team doing?
Oh, they're doing quite well. Would you like to come watch us play?
Yes, I would. Yes, I would. All right, very good.
And you miss Buzz. Buzz has bills for you.
Yes, I have bills.
Buzz, would you like to go out and watch Lisa's soccer game
would
sometime?
Would I ever.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right, excellent. It's a date.
Okay.
I don't want to watch the one. I love the Junkies. I don't want to go out and see the one with
okay,
the Junkies.
There are boys there, and I'm sure you...
I don't want to watch JP flit around the field. Thank you very much.
And Eric.
What's that?
And Eric.
And Eric? Okay, well, Eric, I might, just because it's funny to watch him.
All right, anyway. Here's the facts. Dear Don and Mike, hi guys. Did you have a nice vacation? It's an honor to be writing to you both this morning. You see, my girlfriend Erica and I are huge fans of yours, been faithful listeners since you did the Morning Zoo. We've wanted to call several times, but didn't feel like we had anything interesting to talk about. We know from hearing other callers, unless we have something interesting to say, we're likely to be disconnected, blah, blah, blah. Don, I'm writing in response to your broadcast yesterday when you announced that you'll be having Poison on your show.
Mm-hmm.
Erica and I are both small-town, blue-collar folk from Virginia.
Okay.
Neither of us have ever met or seen anyone of celebrity status before. Hmm. We were wondering and hoping if you guys might allow us to come to the station to meet you in Poison. For the chance not only to meet our favorite DJs, but our favorite band in person would be so cool for us. Blah, 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 blah. We'd like to get pictures taken, and at this point, it still is just reading
like... Yeah, it sounds like a normal,
a regular
letter.
Come-on letter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then the guy writes that, usually yours is the only show we listen to on WJFK, mm-hmm. that they were listening to another show, that they were given tickets to see Poison from another show, and they mentioned our name on the other show, and the other show took the tickets away from them.
Oh, that's not nice.
So anyway, Erica and I joined the official Brett Michaels fan club several months ago, once we read about it online.
Okay, that would be the first, maybe left turn into the land of the weird.
We were supposed to receive our membership packets a long time ago, which never arrived. I thought this could be another reason you might want to kindly consider allowing us this rare opportunity to meet Poison. This would be a dream come true. I realize it's a lot to ask, considering we're nobody special. So I've added some interesting facts below, which I'm hoping you might see as good material for your radio show.
Good, here we go.
Understand, I'm not seeking your sympathy, but rather your compassion.
Oh, no.
If you knew how horrible my life was, you might consider granting my request to meet Poison.
Oh, God, mistake.
Though I've never had trouble finding a girlfriend in my 29 years, I've always had trouble keeping them. One day, 6 months ago, it occurred to me it might be because of my small penis. I used to measure 6.5 inches in length and was 7 inches in width. Today, I'm 5 inches in length and 5.5 inches around.
You shrunk.
How did this happen, you ask?
How?
One day, I was searching the web and I stumbled upon a website which claimed to offer these scientifically breakthrough pills which had the power to lengthen your penis up to 3 inches in length. It claimed the pills were guaranteed to thicken your penis. After paying hundreds of dollars for 6 bottles of the stuff and being on the pills for 4 months, I woke up one morning and noticed my erection was thinner and shorter than ever. I was pissed.
I woke up one morning.
What I am saying is I am pissed. The website claims, and he gives the name of the website, the website claims that the product is 100% guaranteed and offers a money-back claim. However, if you read the fine print, it says they will only reimburse you if you send the unused portions of the product back within the first 2 months. Erica and I, next paragraph. Erica and I are both handicapped.
Okay.
She is epileptic.
All right.
Though it stays under control now with daily medication. Unfortunately, the several seizures she has already suffered through have caused irreversible brain damage.
Oh, no.
She's not retarded acting, but she acts significantly younger than her age. She's 22, yet acts as if she were 12.
Oh, my.
She's also one hell of a nymphomaniac, by the way.
Oh, dear.
The girl can't ride in the car with me without giving me oral. She claims she doesn't see my D as being small, but you can tell that in her mind she feels otherwise. She loves me, God bless her.
Oh, this is weird.
In spite of my shortcomings, who knows? Maybe she'll be the first one to stay with me longer than a year without abandoning me for someone else. By the way, before meeting Erica, I was engaged 4 different times to 4 different women and married one of them who divorced me shortly thereafter. My grandfather died of cancer on our wedding day, so you would have thought this would be a sign not to marry the girl. Anyway, my first fiancée, Jennifer, was a former worshiper of Satan.
God.
She was also a bisexual and raped and molested by her father.
Oh, my God. More information.
And her grandfather.
My
second fiancée, Carol, was a police officer who led a double life as a con artist. My third fiancée, Tracy, was a midget. And finally, my fourth fiancée, Roxanne, who became my wife, now my ex-wife, was a heavyset computer whiz who decided one day I wasn't worth caring about anymore. My current girlfriend, Erica, is, well, the one I've been talking about. I have, new paragraph, I have a permanent spinal injury, which requires me to walk with a cane, even though I'm only in my late 20s. I got the injury while working as an unloader stalker at Walmart. I had just been promoted to receiving manager.
This is fascinating. He writes a decent letter.
Yeah, it's interesting. When one of my guys threw me a heavy box. I caught it, went down wrong somehow, and have paid ever since. Ooh. I had the company issue back belt on, which provided to be worthless. Today, I'm still employed at Walmart, but I've been reduced to working as the exit greeter. I sit by the door all day and say, "Welcome to Walmart. Would you like a shopping cart?" This is what my life has become, Don and Mike. This is what I've been reduced to. I wonder how Erica can love me, a 29-year-old man who says, "Welcome to Walmart for a living." After graduating high school in 1990, I went to Dover, New Jersey, to study to become a cartoonist.
Well, if you can't draw, you laugh.
We have to get this guy into the studio.
I wanted to draw comics for a living.
Sure.
After a year and a half of putting every dime I had and my parents had into the tuition and supplies, the administration told me I didn't have what it took as an artist and my skills were not advancing in tune with my fellow classmates.
Get it? In tune?
The same day, Jennifer, my first fiancée, dumped me for an old boyfriend. Weeks later, after many failed attempts at winning her back, I learned she had had an abortion and that she was pregnant while she was with me.
My God.
Her family moved shortly thereafter, never leaving a forwarding address or sign of where they went, after Jennifer convinced them I was stalking her and not merely trying to regain her affections.
Oh, dear.
I never stalked her, unless you consider writing letters a way of stalking. Last year, nearly a decade since I've seen her, her mother sent me a card with a picture inside. The card said that Jennifer never had the abortion, but only told me that because she knew it would hurt me and to ensure that I wouldn't continue to be a part of her life. The card claimed she had the baby, that it was mine, and they've raised it to believe that this other guy, also a Satanist, is my daughter's real father.
Jesus.
Jennifer's mother claims she sent me the card because she couldn't live with the guilt anymore of playing on Jennifer's game and keeping the truth from me. She said I deserved to know. Therefore, I have no way of ever seeing my daughter since I don't know where they live.
I'm starting to get an ice cream headache.
Yeah. All I have is a postcard with KY stamped on the postmark. So I think they live in Kentucky.
The mother sent a picture of this guy's daughter?
Uh-huh.
Jesus.
Wow. Anyway, then you go
What a saga.
The last name is Carter, and there are only 10,000 people named Carter in Kentucky, according to the Internet.
Oh, my God.
I love Erica, but wish I could have at least met my daughter so I could tell her I love her. You know, I don't know what Erica has to do with this. Erica, no.
Erica's his girlfriend.
The retarded girlfriend he's with now.
She's not retarded.
Well,
she has issues.
The mind of a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
She's 22.
She's 22, but acts like a 12-year-old.
Let me see. Next paragraph.
Welcome to Walmart. Would you like a shopping cart?
Next paragraph. I've changed my name 10 times or so legally. It's a long story, but here it is in a nutshell.
Oh, man.
When I thought my kid was aborted, I couldn't take it. On top of everything else, that was too much for me to handle. I snapped, and for a little while, became an alcoholic.
Just a while.
One of the things that happened when I snapped was I developed a sudden speech impediment and couldn't pronounce certain words which begin with certain letters.
I can't. This has got to be a scam. But no, I believe it. I do.
Including
just,
the letter.
It's too good to be not true. Right?
So he writes that he got a speech impediment and he could not pronounce words which begin with certain letters, including the letter D. My birth name was Joseph. When I couldn't pronounce my last name without serious stuttering, it kept me from getting jobs. So I changed it.
Joseph Wamba.
When I changed it, and my father learned I had dropped the family name, he put such a tremendous guilt trip on me, I changed it back. This went on for a while where I'd change it, then change it back, then keep my new name, and decide I'd deal with the consequences. My father, to this day, has not forgiven me. I am no longer an alcoholic, and only stutter now when I get really nervous or overly excited.
Hey, isn't this guy...
Mike, hold on.
29?
I was also in a mental institution for a while, where my mother and father had committed me in fear that I may attempt suicide when she caught me in the bathroom cutting my arms with a fillet knife.
Oh, boy.
She didn't believe me when I tried to explain to her I was just doing that to make me feel like I was hurting myself without doing something to really hurt myself, if that makes sense.
No. Yeah. Well, no, it does. That's what that's all about.
I'm much better now.
You heartless bastard.
I'm much better now, and I am no longer emotionally or mentally unstable.
Yeah.
I only brought up the mental hospital because while I was there, I had a fling with this girl, Lynn.
Oh, no.
When she and I were discharged, I drove over to visit her at her home in Arlington, Virginia.
Sure.
I slept with her once.
That's all it takes. Got her pregnant.
And ended up getting genital herpes.
Oh, jeez.
Not only that, but later she had friend of hers track me down one night and mug me. Had friends track me down one night and mug me when I left a party where I got stoned and drunk and was therefore unable to defend myself.
Oh, my God.
As I said earlier, Don and Mike, I'm not seeking your sympathy. Nor am I trying to lay another listener's sob story on you. I thought if you got a taste of how incredibly hard and painful my life is, you might be able to find a reason to let Erica and myself meet poison. Erica said if it helps, she'd let you see her boobs. She's not exactly model material, but she's cute as a button nonetheless.
Sure.
And has a great body. Look at it this way, guys. By letting us meet our favorite DJs and our favorite rock stars, you'd be our version of Make-A-Wish. Organizations like that don't do us any good, since they only serve wishes of people who are dying.
Yeah.
And although we're both in poor health, we're not dying. She's 22, I'm 29,
right.
And you're our only Make-A-Wish.
Well, walking with a cane and genital herpes is poor health.
Yeah. We thought about trying to call your show several times, but we didn't know what to say or ask. And we know if you're not interesting, you'll get hung up on.
Well, I tell you, he falls into the category of interest.
We are hoping now that we have something interesting to talk about. Eric and I were hoping you finally is interesting. Anyway, I'll let you guys go, but I want to thank you for taking the time to read the letter. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway.
It's got
to
be one of the longest letters we've ever received.
So, the guy's on the phone now.
Uh-huh. All right, let's talk to him.
I'd like to bring Lisa and her sore back in.
Yeah. Because Lisa's seen them?
Yeah, I want to know if Lisa's actually seen this couple.
My main thought is now I'm going to think twice before I actually touch a card at Walmart.
Lisa, did you see this guy and his retarded girlfriend?
No, I didn't. He called me on the request line a couple times and asked if we had received the facts. And, you know, I politely told him that we had. I would see what I could do. I contacted Tom at Nissan, who was amazing, with Dennis and 40.
Nissan Pavilion, right.
And to see, you know, I had these listeners and told him the story in the letter. Not as long as that letter is. I just gave him the quick one.
So, but no direct personal contact.
And left him for him at will call. He bought his own tickets and went and got
We got to get this guy in.
He's online too. All right, gotcha. Let's say hello to Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, guys.
Now, Nick, come on. How much of this is true?
Oh, it's all true, but that's the first time I've ever heard someone else read my life.
Yeah. Well, and it's very well written. I mean, it was relatively concise. You condensed all the events of your life into a brief letter.
Let's go through and just have you briefly comment on some of these things. Your penis size, it is small because of the pills.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend is not retarded.
No, she's not retarded.
But she's 22, yet she has the mind of a 12-year-old.
Yeah, well, she's epileptic, which I'm told caused some damage to her brain, which I guess explains why she acts the way she acts.
Now, she acts, is she challenged mentally, or does she just act kind of kid-like?
Yeah, she just acts like a child.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, here's a tape of her, Mike, right here. I got a tape of her.
Because AI is AI, we got to go through that, and we'll go through it.
There she goes.
Right.
All right, so she's challenged, and she loves sucking your D.
Yeah, she's incredibly...
Now, these women that you were engaged to, one of them was raped by her father and her grandfather.
Yes.
The other one was a Satan worshiper. That's the girl that had the baby, and you thought the baby was aborted, and actually the baby's alive. You don't know where the baby is.
Well, no, the one that was in the occult was the same one that was raped by her paternal.
Oh my God.
Then you were an alcoholic for a little while,
right?
And you couldn't say the letter D,
right?
Can you say the letter D now? Can you say daughter, daddy,
Don and Mike?
I still have trouble with that at times. But
well, why don't you give it a why don't you say
Daddy Day, Daughter Day?
Say Daddy Day, Daughter Day.
Daddy Day, Daughter Day.
Very good. So you kind of stumble on it a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I've improved.
All right. Now let me move on. Hold on. There was more, and then of course there was the time that you were in the mental institution,
right?
Because you were cutting yourself with a fillet knife.
You don't do anything wacky like that anymore, do you?
No, I don't.
All right. You sound relatively normal.
Well, if Lisa hooked you up with passes for poison, did that work out okay?
Yeah, she was great.
Then I think what we're going to have to do is arrange sometime soon for you and your girlfriend to come down and pay us a visit.
No, yeah. That'd be great. Yeah. I could show you the scars on my arms.
That would be terrific.
We'd love to meet you and your girlfriend.
And we could get an update on your life. Now, is your girlfriend able to converse on the radio?
Yeah.
I assume if you say she behaves like a 12-year-old, she'll pop into the studio and just kind of giggle?
Yeah, she'll probably do...
Probably...
As well.
She'll what?
She'll probably do that as well.
Do you think she'd want to give you oral?
You can't do that on the radio, Mr.
I'm just asking.
Remember Reno, Nevada?
She's never done that sort of thing in front of someone else, so I have to convince her.
Oh, man. But it's funny when you've done a radio show long enough, you can go, you can't do that. Remember Reno? Like, we've tried it all, folks. Can't do oral in the studio. Isn't that right, Mr. Hall?
Hi, this is Wendell Hall. Good luck.
We're in Reno doing a live show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doing a live radio show. We're going to do a Las Vegas style show that night. We're doing a show in the studio.
Brought some of the girls from the Bunny Ranch into the studio.
And one of the girls said, who wants some sex? And, you know, we all said, well, we can't have sex. We're married guys.
Right.
And our engineer, Wendell Hall,
sometimes I go,
he pulled down his pants.
And, like, in the blink of an eye, things began, and we were pretty grossed out.
It was horrific. We saw Wendell's hog.
Right. Yeah. It was not a pleasant thing.
Here, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Wendell Hall.
I know that that's not entirely true.
That's not true.
No.
Well, we didn't see it, right?
I had been wiring up the strip trivia for the smelly, dirty guys out on the balcony,
right?
14th floor balcony, where it had been snowing the day before because we're cruel like that.
Wendell.
And I walked back into the studio, and I didn't know what was going on. I had been wiring something up. Don points to me and says, there's a guy that doesn't get a lot of sex. She took my pants down.
Yeah.
Wendell's right. Yeah. He was attacked by this hooker.
This was a girl that I minded. The funny thing was, when I come back here, Alan's trying to dance around for 30 minutes telling me not to
yeah, do that again. I didn't do anything. I just stood there.
Yeah, the one thing you were guilty of was not protesting.
Yeah, shame right. on me. Shame. I've learned my lesson.
What were you
right.
thinking?
All I know is, Wendell, you're right. You're right, and you're retelling the story.
And nothing was finished on the show that
first,
day.
I turn around,
except for me.
And I see, and incidentally, sir, you talk about your penis size.
Right.
Are you still there?
Yes.
Let me just say, Wendell blows you away. I turn around and I see Wendell's meat.
Oh, I see. I didn't have that angle, and I would have been traumatized.
Yeah, and, about that.
Traumatized.
And still to this day, I'm amazed that Wendell was able to get aroused in a room full of guys, his friends,
right. Well,
while we were working.
I think it was a...
part by fun, but how hard is that? I mean, she's right there. And,
so to speak.
It's a
credit to the professional.
Yeah.
She had some skills. Isn't that right, Wendell?
Yeah. She had some wicked skills.
Big teeth.
All I know
golf ball, garden hose.
All I know is I turn around, I look at there's Wendell's pants down, and I say, oh, my God. I've seen Wendell's stuff.
And that's when we were informed by the folks at Standards and Practices.
Can't have oral on the radio.
Can't do that. We look at them curiously. Why?
Go figure.
Why?
Why?
All right. Thanks, Wendell. There he is, everybody.
He's still grinning at the memory.
Our engineer, Wendell Hall.
Good luck.
There he is. Wendell Hall. Winner! 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 So listen,
good luck.
Well, you say your girlfriend's going to come down here and well, what's she going to do when she comes down here? I mean, you say, what, is she all horny all the time?
Pretty much, yes.
Pretty much. And she shows her boobs?
Yeah, I can... convince her to...
Who's the celebrity she most... She said she's not model pretty.
Is she like that girl and the other sister?
Oh, wow.
Remember that retard movie where the two retards married each other?
Right.
I won't marry you! they're wearing the big, gigantic bunny suits because they're dressing up for Halloween.
Right. Sure. I'll marry you.
This is a touching movie about these two borderline retards that married each other.
The other sister.
Actually, I guess I would compare it to a younger Heather Langenkamp. From just the ten of us TV show?
No idea.
Just the ten of us. Never watched that.
Not really familiar with that.
All right, well, Nick, what we need to know is when you and Erica might be able to drop by.
Well, actually, in about a half hour, I got to go to Walmart.
No, I didn't mean today.
Right.
How about, is tomorrow too quick?
Well, I have the 24th off. I have...
A week from today?
Day off.
A week from yesterday. All right, then let's make a date.
Mm-hmm. Come in on the 24th.
You and your girlfriend down to the studio.
Can we hear a little bit of your spiel that you give people at Walmart?
Next Wednesday.
When they walk through the door?
Sure.
What do you say?
Welcome to Walmart. Would you like a shopping cart?
All right.
Well,
fantastic. Then we will look forward to meeting you and your girlfriend.
That'd be great.
Next Wednesday.
Okay.
All right, hold on, Nick. Okay. And did you have a good time at the Poison Show?
Yes, I had a great time. And Lisa was... amazing to give us his passes. Poison was great.
Fantastic.
You got it. All right. Hold on, please.
Okay.
Real guy. I guess that's a real story.
Yeah, I can't wait till they waddle in here.
Guess that's a real story.
They hobble in here.
Hey! My name's Erica.
Yeah, I don't think it's nearly like that.
Want to see my boobs?
How old are you?
Hello. Donna Mike, hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, calling from Philadelphia.
Oh, Philadelphia, hold on. Yay. Then you deserve one of these right here. You got to...
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let us gnaw on your starfish.
Could you hit that chime? I love that chime.
The chime.
Oh, that.
You... There you go. Thank you.
I'm calling because we started listening to you when you first came to Philly, and very soon on you had the bet what Mike would have to do if the Red Sox didn't make the playoffs.
Right.
And you went around and around about all the piercings, and because I'm aging, I can't quite remember exactly what that bet was.
It was the gay ear has to be pierced. You have to do the show with your shirt off with a leather vest on, and then that night we got to go down to the gay club, Club Wet, here in Washington, D.C., and like hang for a half an hour or something like that.
And you have to wear the earring that the other guy has to
wear the
earring for you.
And wear the outfit.
Are you looking forward to that, Mike?
Well, why do you think that's going to happen?
Well, Mike, with your luck these days, I'm not quite sure.
Well, you know what's going to save him is the fact that they're going to go on strike.
Yeah, well,
there's going to be a baseball strike.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you make a bet about that?
Well, actually, leave me alone.
She wants this to happen.
Mike,
hey, thank you, Philadelphia.
Thank you.
Remember.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And lucky for anybody who would lose the bet, you don't have to wear the outfit to work, just the club.
All right.
You do have to wear the stud... for like a week or whatever until it heals that you can put in the hoop earring, which will be the choice of the winners of the bet.
All right, I think we've established that. Well, thanks, Ass.
Hey, we got a break. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Stray mouth, iron lung, chimney breath, tar sucking tobacco face, lung infested yellow fingers, gives the opal using emphysema loving. These are not nice names, people. Smokers are people, too.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
It doesn't smell like a cigar.
Don't listen if you're fuzzless behind the zipper. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, now listen, we announced earlier today. Thank you, Philadelphia.
Wait,
no. Yeah. We got our ratings today, our spring Arbotron ratings.
And they kicked ass in Philadelphia. We want to say thank you to the city of brotherly love.
Philly. Overall ratings, top 12th place to 8th place.
Yeah.
Number one in all the following demographics. Men, 18 to 24. Men, 25 to 54. Men, 25 to 34. Men, 18 to 49. Killer numbers.
We are delighted and it came at a great time.
Mm-hmm. And thank you especially to the men aged 18 to 24 in Philadelphia. Where you've rewarded us with a 21.4 share.
Wow. My God.
So here's what we're going to do throughout the show today, right now. And this is just Philadelphia.
All right.
First five calls right now. 877-365-3636. We'll give you your choice. You can get tickets to see Sammy Hagar at David Lee Roth Saturday night at the Tweeter Center. Or you can go see Creed August 2nd at the Tweeter Center. Or you can go to the sold-out Tool concert August 12th at Sovereign Bank Arena.
That is a wonderful choice of music right there.
So we have tickets to all the shows. You choose first five callers right now, not even on the air. Just bring me the names of the people. Say thank you for listening in Philly. You have a choice. Sam Hagar, David Lee Roth, Creed, or Tool. It's our way of saying thank you, Philadelphia, for the fantastic rating.
Thank you. To go. Way to go, way to go.
We really do mean it. And while we are doing that, it's time for one of our favorite features on the show.
Yes. Wonderful.
Rob, you want to turn the turn the baby on?
And hello. Let's get our microphone level set. I think it sounds good. So do I. Remember to do what you told me. Talk like this. Talk slowly. It's time for Tobacco Road.
Yeah.
Brian, and we'll need you to give us our intro buzz.
All right.
When we get the man on the line. We are two DJs who have had their voice boxes removed. Are you ready? Yes, Joe. That's right, I'm Joe Camel. And I'm Nico Teen. Okay. Don't make me laugh right away. I won't. Joe. You already are. Nick O'Teen. I'm sorry. Don't joke. You're choking to death on your coke. The guy is on the hotline, right?
Right.
Good.
All right, Buzz.
Ready.
Are you ready?
I am.
Here we go.
This is good smoke.
Ladies and gentlemen, smoke 'em if you've got 'em. It's time for Tobacco Road with your hosts, Joe Camel and Nicotine. And here they are now, Joe Camel and Nicotine.
This is good smoke.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. Hope you're having a good Thursday. I'm Joe Camel. Same time, Nicotine. It is great to be with you again. Welcome to Tobacco Road, the show for smokers and people with tobacco addiction.
This is Good Smoke.
Welcome to the Westwood One Radio Network. If you're a first-time listener to Tobacco Road, perhaps you've noticed that our voices are not as most disc jockeys you hear. That is because both of us have had our voice boxes removed. But we refuse to quit smoking or chewing or doing all the things associated with tobacco. I am smoking a cigarette right now while I have some skull between my cheek and the good part of my gum. And I have taken my teeth out so I can enjoy a fine cigar while chewing my brand skull with mint. And I don't spit. I swallow. That's a little joke. I swallow too, to enjoy the tobacco high and the juices. Joining us today on Tobacco Road is a magician from Austin, Texas, who has written a book called The Professional's Guide to Fire Eating. Let's welcome to Tobacco Road, Brian Bushwood. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys, how are you doing?
We are doing great. I'm Joe Camel.
I should tell you that I'm nicotine and mention your website, youcaneatfire.com. Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We are fantastic. Can you tell me something? Eating fire, of course, involves matches, lighters, butane,
and, of course, smoke.
Do
you smoke?
No, I sure don't.
Why not?
I never was tempted to try or start.
Do you find when you're eating fire that sometimes you get a buzz from the smoke?
Did I get a buzz from the smoke?
Yes.
If there's any buzz associated with fire eating, I think it's a rather unpleasant buzz of being too close to the hydrocarbon fumes from the fuel that you use.
First, let me thank you for joining us on the show, even though we are America's only talk show hosts with no voice boxes. Thank you for treating us as normal broadcasters.
Not a problem.
So you eat fire at your shows. I have a question for you.
Yes, what's that?
At the shows you do, people smoke?
No, most of the theaters, I do a lot of universities, and at universities there tends to be a lot of no smoking policies.
So
they smoke pot, baby.
That is smoke.
That's true. That probably is going on.
We don't approve of that. Although smoke is smoke, I'll tell you something, Mr. Magician. After being on Tobacco Road, your books will be disappearing off the shelves of America's booksellers because we are going to recommend your book.
I would like to point out the website youcaneatfire.com, and the book is The Professional's Guide to Fire Eating.
That's right.
I'm Joe Camel.
I'm Nicotine.
And welcome to Tobacco Road on this good-looking Thursday. We are chatting with fire eater Brian Brushwood. Brian, may I ask you why you never succumbed to the peer pressure as a child growing up to start your dependence on cigarette smoke?
Well, it's kind of, I guess, I'm not entirely sure why. Both my parents smoked and my brother smokes now.
Good. That's good.
I just never succumbed to the peer pressure.
What brand did your father smoke? May I guess?
Yes, you may guess.
May I hazard a guess? I will guess Lucky Strike.
Nah, that's strike one. You want another guess?
Nick, I will say Kent cigarettes. Hey, Brian.
What's up?
Would you like to play the Tobacco Road Name the Cigarette game?
How do we play?
We go around the room and we mention brands of cigarettes. You can play too. I'll start. Go. Okay. Marlboro Gold. Paul Mall. Now your turn, Brian.
Basic.
Very good. The aforementioned Lucky Strike. Territon. Go.
The Salem.
Salem tastes good, like a cigarette should. Virginia Slims. Newport. Go, Brian.
Did you already say Camel?
No.
Camel.
Excellent choice. The game continues. I will go back to Marlboro in the red box. Winston Lights.
You're going to go red, but I'll go Red Camel.
Red Camel. Red Camel. I will go with Cool. I'm running out. It is very difficult. Hold on. I already said Newport, Buzz. My announcer is trying to help. American Spirit.
Oh, man, that's a good one.
All natural. Back to you, Brian Brushwood. That's what my friend Mike smokes. Brian?
Oh, man, you guys are king of the cigarettes.
Yay! Parliament. Oh, Parliament Lights. Cool Lights. Hold it, it's coming to me. We've already said Salem. Yes. I have it. Larry King's favorite. More. I'll top that. Yes. Now. Oh, you got me there. And I'll trump you with generic brand available at many Costco's. How about... Oh, I'm drawing a blank. I'm out. You are the winner, Joe. I'm a winner. I'm a winner at the cigarette game. Good going. Let's ask our announcer what I've won, although I already know it's a carton of the brand of cigarettes of my choice. Buzz, what have I won?
Congratulations, Joe. You've just won a carton of cigarettes of your choice.
Way to go. Thank you. Brian, wasn't the game fun?
It was the best game I've played all day.
Brian, can you tell me, on Tobacco Road, why do you enjoy eating fire?
It would probably be for the attention it grabs me.
Does it get you laid?
Yes, it does.
Excellent. Do you know that we also get laid on this show like many shock jocks do? I have had sex with a woman while she pleasures my blowhole.
Oh, just last night, a woman was complimenting my yellow-stained fingers.
When's the last time you got a good old piece of ass, Brian Bushwood?
I think that was the day before yesterday.
The crazy thing is, Joe Camel.
Yes, Nicotine?
I've been getting more women since I went blind in my right eye.
It's because you have that look. It appears that you're intensely staring at a woman.
That's right.
While in reality, you are not paying attention at all.
I don't miss my voice box at all.
Nor do I. Well, the segment is almost over. We'd like to thank our guest, Brian Bushwood.
We're up on a smoke break.
Brian's book is called The Professional's Guide to Fire Eating.
The website is youcaneatfire.com.
And, Brian, as a personal favor, would you consider smoking today?
I'll consider it.
Try a cigarette, please.
I'll consider it.
Way to go. Right on.
Thank you. We'll need you to hold on for a moment, please.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much. He was a fun and informative guest.
Time for a smoke, Joel.
You bet, Nick.
Good.
This is good smoke.
Another edition of Tobacco Road with your hosts Joe Camel and Nick Oteen. Join us again on the Westwood One Radio Network for Tobacco Road.
Until next time, this is Joe Camel
and Nick Oteen.
Smoke them if you've got them.
Bye bye.
TTFN. Ta ta for now. Until next time, remember, our time is short. The current time, bing bong, 7 until the hour.
Let a smile be your handshake.
Toodaloo, ass.
It doesn't smell like a cigar.
This is good smoke.
All right, he's on hold. Turn this off.
Let's get off this thing.
Hey.
All right,
we'll now find out.
Rob,
find out what the real back. Reaction was.
Post-interview.
Brian. Hi, it's Rob again. That was terrific.
Rob Stein.
Yeah, they're amazing men. They really are.
They really are.
Amazing men.
It's a pleasure to work with them, and it's a pleasure to meet men like you who understand their plight. We appreciate it. Yeah.
Oh, he's going on.
Wow.
He's made a friend. Oh, my God. This guy must be really giving Rob some kind of sermon. Rob, what is he saying? Tell him thank you. What is he doing, Rob?
Hold on a second, Brian. Hold on.
What's he doing?
He knows the show.
Oh,
I thought he might.
He played along for halfway through.
Well, I thought maybe there was a jam.
Where's he from? Brian, where are you from?
Yeah.
Can you hang on one sec?
Put him back on hold.
He said something during the interview.
He was in Austin, Texas.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Turn the machine back on, Rob. Turn it back on.
Turn it back on. Hey, douchebag, if you knew it was us, why didn't you just say so?
Were you playing along?
I don't know. For about two-thirds, I was like, my brain was melting, and I was like, what the hell is going on here? And then, I tell you what did it was I was trying, it's like, I was like Batman. I'm like, Westwood One Entertainment. They put me on hold, but didn't play the radio show, so they have something to hide. And then I thought about it more, and it's like Westwood One, it's about noon or 1 o'clock or something like that.
But
what,
yes.
did, what, what totally did it was hearing Buzz's voice. And you called him Buzz. You shouldn't have called him Buzz.
Ah, that's a good tip. Valuable. Yeah.
Oh, but you know what really did it was when you guys started doing the cigarette game. I was like, wait a minute.
That's what it was.
Sounds like the name game.
A bit over the top. No.
When he said you were the king of the cigarettes, I knew he knew the name game.
But yeah, that was my little subtle way
To a non-listener, though, that is a good addition to Tobacco Road, the cigarette game.
Mm-hmm. And Brian, remember, don't burn the roof of your mouth.
All right, goodbye, fire eater.
Bye-bye.
You know, even though we got canceled in Austin, we have great number one ratings in Philadelphia today. Yay.
Well, I'll move to Philadelphia.
Do I want to thank? Lisa, do you have the names for me, please?
Let's go.
Where is Pokey Lisa?
She has a bad back because she's been turned into a pretzel.
Gumby and Pokey.
Gumby and Pokey were lovers.
We want to congratulate Rochelle Hurley from Philly.
Congratulations.
She will see Tool. Michael Mishkin from Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Wow.
We'll see David Lee Roth and Sammy Hagar.
Sammy Smokes.
Jason Singleton from Drexel Hill. We'll see Creed.
Wow.
Matt White from Wilmington, Delaware.
Wow.
We'll see Creed.
Oh, that is a good show.
Samantha Brennan from Philly. We'll see Roth and Hagar.
Fantastico.
Thank you all. We'll have more Just for Philly giveaways today.
Good.
That is good. Now we are really up on a smoke break.
We are. Goodbye, sir.
Thanks, guys.
Goodbye. He knew all along.
Mm-hmm. Well, about half, two-thirds of the way through, he said.
He knew he had.
That's okay, no problem.
He had us figure out. Okay. Being as today's a great day on the show.
Yes, it is.
Philly ratings.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There's one bit that we've been sitting on, no pun intended. We've been waiting to bring it back, and I figure today's a great day. We'll offer a cash prize of $500. Ladies, are you ready? Start your engine.
Oh, man, it's been too long since we've done this.
The return of the Vibrator Olympics.
Yay. That's right. Nowadays, more and more women have their own personal friend, their own personal plastic glove slave.
And now here's the deal. Ladies, you call us up at 877-365-3636. And here's where Vibrator Olympics 2002 is different than previous years.
Yeah, I heard you talking about this, and I think it's a wonderful upgrade.
In previous years, we simply had you put the business end of the toy to the telephone and turn it on, and we would judge the finest vibrator.
But as time goes on, certain standards are relaxed, and we want to make it a little more fun for both you and the members of the Beach Towel Club.
So now when you're calling with your vibrator, and this is important to know, that for extra points, you can make the vibrator vanish.
Ta-da! That's right. So when you call us with your friend, should you hold it up to the phone so we can actually hear it vibrate? But
you put the phone down by your bird's nest,
and you use the device for what it was meant.
You use it, and you let us hear you using it.
Right.
And
I just know, waiting for like a guy with a briefcase to run in here right now.
Nah, no problems.
Right.
No worries, man.
Plus it has Wendell Hall on the vibrator.
No worries. So, ladies, we really need you to call now with your vibrators. And the best vibrator gets $500.
Yeah, we want to hear the real loud ones. And then when they disappear, oh, what fun you'll have.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I think socks had something to do with that decision.
It's not funny.
I beg your pardon?
What word do you have trouble with? You understand not? That's comfortable for you?
Yeah.
And funny, you've heard of that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This doesn't work. You see, I think socks had something to do with that decision. See, now I'm laughing.
Well, laugh loud so you can cover for the rest of us.
Hey,
Hey, you like your job?
No.
Well, watch it. Let me go.
Oh, may I? Thank you. Come on, sir.
Watch it, asshole. The Don and Mike
Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Fantastical.
AI,
we gotta go through that, and we'll go through it. Fantastical.
Thank you. Like a five-star BJ. The Don and Mike program.
Right. Thank you.
Okay, here we go. Girls from across America standing by, or maybe sitting by, well, they're vibrators.
Wonderful, they're friends.
We're playing for five bills today, $500.
Wow.
Return of the Vibrator Olympics. Now, back in the day when we used to play this game, it was enough to simply have the girls call up and put the business end of their friend up to the telephone.
Now we'd like the business end to be put up to the telephone, but we'd also like the tool to be used for the purpose which it was designed.
We'd like to hear the phone go down there by the honeypot. And then we'd like to actually hear...
We'd like to hear the sounds of what it would sound like down in the area.
The Widowmaker disappear.
Absolutely.
The K-19, the submarine, if you will.
Yes.
We'd like it to... The submarine full of semen. We'd like... And that's the Harrison Ford movie.
Yes.
K-19, the Widowmaker.
The plastic love missile.
We'd like that to go... Dive! Right now, dive!
Right now, their fingers on buttons all throughout the network.
Dive! All right, let's get going here. Let's
great music.
Let's start up the Vibrator Olympics. We will start with Cynthia in Seattle on KQBZ 100.7 FM. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi.
Now, before we start, are you in a position to do both phases of the Vibrator Olympics?
Yes.
And do you have a name for your friend, Cynthia?
Andy.
Wow, right.
Andy. And Cynthia, not that it matters, who is the celebrity that you think you most resemble?
Angela Bassett.
Oh, wow. Second time she's been mentioned in 2 days.
Hey, speaking of that, wasn't that the mother of, like, three daughters supposed to, who look like Angela Bassett, supposed to come down today to strip for the M&M tickets?
Wanted M&M tickets, was going to come down today. We haven't seen her yet. We will see what happens.
All right. Cynthia, the first thing we'd like you to do is describe your vibrator to us.
It's a Swedish Erotica.
Yes.
It's a good brand.
Buzz. Got the little battery compartment, and it's attached by a long cord to the actual business.
Yeah, there are two types, basically. Of course, you have your type that has the batteries included in the actual weaponry, and then you have the type that has the square battery compartment attached by cord to the device itself.
The cord, to me, it's akin to watching someone cutting their grass, and they're using the mower that's got the kind that you got to plug in.
Yeah, what you're saying is you like the free-for-all. It's it's the equivalent of a wireless microphone.
Hands-free.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Hands-free J-O-ing.
You don't want to be tied to the wall.
No, I need my freedom.
Uh-huh. And that's kind of a funny joke. Hands-free J-O-ing.
Hands-free.
Hands-free.
How old is your friend?
How old is my friend?
How long have you had Andy?
About 6 months.
Well, Andy. Okay, well, first thing we need you to do is turn Andy on and put him right up into the part of the phone that you talk into.
Yes, rest Andy on the mouthpiece so we can hear Andy talk.
Okay, just a sec.
Let's meet Andy.
Cynthia and her friend Andy.
Andy. Speaks. Andy.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Goodness.
How was that?
You know, we're gonna have to hear Andy talk a little more.
Okay.
Andy has a variety of speeds.
Wow.
Wow.
Seems to me that would tear a woman off.
Man, man.
That'd be like having sex with a Klingon.
Somebody, it sounds like somebody gave Andy some brand new energizers.
Because you know, on Star Trek,
right,
Worf could never have sex with Deanna Troi because, as they alluded to one time, a Klingon man, upon entering,
yeah,
would simply rip a woman wide open.
It always fascinates you. And it always disturbs me that it fascinates
What, that
you.
A Klingon having sex with a human?
We get into the Superman thing, that whole thing.
The damage.
Break wide open. There's something there. I don't know. One day we'll get to the bottom of that. I'm not sure. It
scares me. Same deal with Superman.
Yeah.
Superman had sex with a woman, forget about it.
Yeah, be over.
Right away.
Be over, yes.
As soon as he got aroused.
I understand. Go ahead.
Okay, now, Cynthia, it's time for part number two of the Vibrator Olympics, where you put the phone down by the nest.
And this we'll refer to as quiet time.
Where Mike and I will be quiet.
We'll just listen. And
we'll listen. And we'll hear, hopefully, the sound of Andy going away.
And I guess now, Cynthia, we simply ask you to do what you've done thousands of times before.
Okay.
Oh.
How was that?
Yeah. Okay. How was it?
It was funny when we heard Andy's voice go away.
Now, that was a good performance.
Right.
That was a really good performance.
Yes, it was.
Hold on, please, Cynthia.
Boy, oh boy.
Fantastic. That's how you do it, ladies.
That's a leadoff hitter right there.
That's how you do it. Let's go to Katie.
Hello?
From Philadelphia, which means that first off, she gets a big...
Thank you.
And also a...
Fantastico.
Thank you for the great number one ratings in Philly, Katie. We really do appreciate it.
Hey, congratulations, you guys.
On 94 WYSP. Katie, now, are you going to do phase one and phase two?
Oh, sure, absolutely. So you want me to hold it up to the phone first and then use it?
Katie, slow down, Katie. We've got plenty of time here. What's your friend's name?
I don't have a name for him, but I tell you, he's got nothing on Andy.
Nothing
on Andy.
How about, for the purposes of this show, call him Rabe.
Rabe.
Rabe?
Yes.
Okay.
Rabe.
Alrighty.
Could we hear Rabe? And who's the celebrity you most resemble?
I was thinking about this while I was on hold, and I can't think of anybody.
Well, could you describe the weapon?
It's purple.
Purple.
It doesn't have any kind of wire on it. It just has a knob at the bottom.
Very good.
Wow.
So it's just, it's nice and mobile, no wire.
Is it kind of a latexy purple?
Yeah. Yes.
Fresh batteries?
What'd you say?
Fresh batteries?
Yes, of course.
Very good. Well, let's say the celebrity you most resemble, you simply gave Rabe a name. What the celebrity you most resemble would be, anybody come to mind?
Are you a sister?
Am I a sister?
Yeah. Are you black?
No. I'm Italian.
Italian.
Anna Maria Alberghetti.
Come on, Mike. A better Italian girl than that.
Good. Mary Elizabeth Mastriantonio.
Someone good looking. I'm hot. You guys with me?
All right.
Gina Statutori.
Okay. There you go.
Lucci.
Susan Lucci.
No, let's go with Gina Statutori.
Gina Statutori. Now we'll be taking her friend Rabe and making him talk. Let's hear
him talk.
Okay.
Oh. Wow. This is London. That's impressive.
Again.
Do you like that? Did you hear
slices,
it?
Slices. Dices.
Yeah, we heard it loud and clear.
Makes julienne fries.
Rabe.
And Katie, now we've come up upon what we like to call quiet time.
Okay, you have to give me a second. I can't, do that right away.
Understand. Get yourself
comfortable.
I'm glad nobody's home. Okay, hold on. Here I go.
Get yourself whatever you need to make it an easier process.
Right, a pillow. Let's all get comfortable.
I was thinking that she might need some...
Oh, yes. No, probably not. Not if Robbie's doing his job.
Well, she might.
Nature takes care of that.
Not always.
Not always.
Maybe she's arid.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Katie. We're just here.
It's still there.
Is it there?
It's still there. I wanted to make sure you guys were still listening.
You mean it's there, there right now?
Yeah, about halfway.
Oh, my God.
She should move the phone, right?
Yeah. You got to put the phone down there.
Okay, here it is.
How you doing, Katie?
Pretty good.
All right. Everybody's a winner.
Everybody, that's Katie from Philadelphia. That's pretty strong.
Katie and her friend Rob A.
It'd be hard,
right.
Hard to beat if you'll pardon the pun. Hold on a second, please. Let's go to Monica. From D.C. and WJFK. Hi, Monica.
Hi, Don and Mike. How are you?
It's a guy.
A guy pretending to be a girl.
It's a guy pretending to be a girl.
Probably not.
Okay.
Oh, God.
I thought
we both had the same reaction, right?
Whenever we get the breathy high, we always think it's going, I've got a vibrator.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I was just getting ready while you were on other lines.
Well, hi there, Monica.
Hello.
Thank you for listening. Who is the celebrity you think you most resemble?
I've been told a lot. Claire Danes.
Oh, Claire Danes. Okay.
And your friend's name?
Bob. Yes.
What about Bob?
Bob is about 6 inches long and pink. Bob has about maybe a 1-inch black bass.
Uh-huh.
No cord.
Right.
Multiple speeds.
Ooh. We're really getting a bio. See, this is ladies again.
Monica's like already my favorite.
This adds points.
Yeah, big time.
Although the two previous girls were both fantastic.
So far, all of our contestants have been stellar.
Okay.
We're enjoying ourselves.
Monica, what we're going to need you to do is take Bob.
All right.
And first, put him up to the telephone and let us say hi to him.
Okay, here he is.
Let's listen to Bob. This is Bob, ladies and gentlemen.
Looks like you could do lawn work with Bob.
And you know, once again, like all the ladies participating, sounds like Bob had his battery breakfast this morning.
He did.
Yeah. All right, and now it's time for quiet time.
All right, hold on. I'll put you down there.
Okay. I'm telling you, this girl's a pro.
Let's listen.
At this game. Yeah, we have to be like golf announcers now. Bob approaches the fairway. He's in there.
I think Bob's taking a trip.
Bob is in there.
How's that?
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, bravo.
Bob is so in there.
Yeah, Bob took a real long journey, didn't he?
Oh, he did.
Fantastic.
He did.
All right, hold on just a moment.
Great
please.
Job. I don't know who. I don't know how I'm possibly going to pick a winner today.
I don't know. I know we got to do a break. And I know that there are more girls standing by, but I don't think we're going to get a better performance than we had from Cynthia in Seattle,
right?
Katie in Philadelphia, and Monica in D.C.
But it's always nice to try.
Well, here's the deal. How about we just leave it up to these three gals?
Okay.
And for once, you and I don't pick the winner.
All right.
How about we let our listeners pick the winner?
I think it's a great idea.
And what we'll do is we'll get each of these girls' phone numbers, and you guys call in.
And you tell us, who do you like? Do you like Cynthia, Katie, or Monica?
And what we'll do is we'll take some calls off the air.
The big three.
Or you know what? Screw that. Forget off the air. When we come back from the break, we'll just take your calls and we'll take 25, 50 calls.
Be prepared to defend your position, too.
25 to 50 calls on who was the best. Cynthia, and let me get a final word for each of the girls so that they can talk to the prospective voters out there. Cynthia.
Yes?
Being as we can't decide, what would you say to our listeners who will be calling in voting for you?
You know that Andy was the best in the nappy dugout.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Thank you. Hold on, Cynthia. I hope we'll be calling you back. Katie in Philadelphia, what would you say to our listeners?
Let me see. Just that, number one, I'm calling from Philly today. So that deserves a little something there.
Thank you.
Special day.
And I'll go further with this if I have to. I'll do whatever I have to do with my little friend, Rob A.
Wow.
Wow. Well, you know,
are we talking ass play?
If I have to, sure. In honor of your guys' Philly ratings, I'll get a little ass play today.
Wow.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Okay. Hold on a second.
I just said unbelievable like Dennis Murphy.
Finally, we have Monica.
Hello. Well, first of all, I'm from D.C.
Yes.
So that should count for something. And secondly,
thank you.
Do it so much. It should be pretty obvious. I do it a lot. And I would love to win today. And I will match that Philly chick anything, except for the backdoor stuff.
Good for you, honey. Even though I say it, I'm really not a fan of ass play.
Absolutely.
Okay, good luck, Monica.
Thank you.
All right, hold on, please. So, ladies,
that's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's the deal. We're going to go away. We'll come back.
We're going to go towel off.
And then we'll take 50 calls. Live on-screen calls where you vote for either Cynthia from Seattle, Katie from Philadelphia, or Monica from D.C.
Which one of our little plastic handlers did you like the most?
And you guys will actually make the choice when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
First of all, right, if he's a newcomer, right, I want to... Yeah, what they call toss a salad. That's the slang word, toss a salad. It means my right? With jelly or without jelly. Some people use syrup. I prefer a guy to use jelly, right? I will reach my right? I will automatically get right? I will, you know, automatically. If he's my for about 10 minutes or longer, right? It's a sensation feeling. It makes you feel real good. Most all gays do that. You know what I'm saying? Like guys, it's just like a... Right? But the only difference is it's not a right? It's clean. The person's decent. And the person knows that that's a but in mind, he's looking at it as a because he's in prison. So, toss my salad. Let him, you know, we straight. That's it.
Thank you.
The Don and Mike Show. Your source for bad horse. The Don and Mike Show.
All right. Before we...
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Philly, for the great ratings today. Number one rated. Our show in Philadelphia in so many categories.
We couldn't be happier. In Philadelphia, we say a gigantic thank you to you. You've done a great job with the show.
Yeah. You bet you're
thank you.
And, you know, not to get repetitive, but number one in all the male demographics, 25-54, 25-34, 18-49, 25-54. And the one that maybe we're the most surprised by.
Oh, yeah. We sure are.
Man, 18-24.
Howdy, kids.
From a 6.9 share to a 21.4.
21 share. Way to go.
Yeah. In Philly, first book. Thank you, Philadelphia.
Thank you.
Thank you, dog.
Las Vegas-style show coming your way soon. Thank you, what?
I said, thanks, dog.
What'd you say? Oh, I got you. All right.
You get jokes.
I get
you get it.
I get jokes.
Any relationship has ups and downs. You're at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 rings, I see, on these men's fingers. You think y'all don't go through up and down? Come on, get a grip. Because AI is AI, we got to go through that, and we'll go through it.
I got you, dog. I feel you, dog.
Thank you.
I get you. All right. Let's review our three candidates.
Yes, we have Cynthia from Seattle and her friend Andy. Cynthia, you know, all three contestants have different styles, but they're all fantastic in their own right. And we had Katie from Philly. Katie has her friend Rob A.
Hold on, Mike. I have tape of each girl.
Oh, good. And Monica from D.C.
So here's the first girl who is...
Cynthia from Seattle.
Here she is. That's before.
Wow.
Seems to me that would tear a woman off. That was when it went away.
It went away and you could just not, you know, you heard everything and then nothing.
But here's a girl number two who is...
Katie from Philadelphia.
Oh.
Wow.
This is London.
Ooh. That's impressive.
Again... And then girl number three, Monica.
Monica from D.C.
Looks like you could do lawn work with Bob. Now, we can't. We can't pick.
Right, no.
We can't. Oh, each card is two punch.
Yeah, all right. So those were all the befores.
Those were just the befores.
Oh, right. Right. Oh, so we get to hear Cynthia phase two. This is when Cynthia's friend did a little drilling.
Here he goes.
Thank you.
Oh.
There he goes.
Might be my favorite.
Okay. And then here's girl number two, Katie.
Katie from Philadelphia.
From Philly.
And then Monica from Washington, D.C.
Her friend Bob.
Oh, hold on, here we go, right there.
Yeah, we have to be like golf announcers now. Bob approaches the fairway. He's in there.
Bob's taking it.
Bob is in there.
How's that?
Still great, even on tape.
Yeah, they're all troopers.
You know, Mike and me.
I thought you were gonna have a stroke there for a second.
We can't make the choice.
I have in my own mind. I'm not gonna reveal it, but I have in my own mind who after hearing the review, who I like the best.
All right, we're gonna go to 50 callers. 50 callers.
Sitting
and see who likes who. Hi.
Hey, Don and Mike. I'd like to vote.
Who do you want to vote for?
Man, I think I want to vote for whore number three.
Whore number three.
That would be Monica. That would be
number three.
Monica and her friend Bob. Monica from D.C.
Thank you. Hi, Donna Mike. Who do you want to vote for?
Number two.
Number two.
Vote for Katie from Philadelphia.
Hello, Donna Mike. Who do you want to vote for?
Monica.
Monica from D.C. Second vote for Monica.
Hi there, Donna Mike. Turn your radio down. Who would you like to vote for?
I'd like to vote for number two, the Philly girl. Sounds pretty interesting.
Oh, boy. So far, Cynthia from Seattle bringing up the rear. We got a horse race between Katie and Monica.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
On the sheer basis that it's a special day for Philadelphia, I vote for Katie number two.
There you go.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Donna Mike. Who are you voting for?
I'm voting for Monica there in D.C.
Oh, boy. I tell you, they're going head to head.
Thank you. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hi, Donna Mike. I'd like to vote for girl number two, Katie from Philly.
All right, thank you. Hi, Donna Mike. Who are you voting for?
It's all about Monica.
Monica.
All about Monica.
Monica. Very, very much Monica.
Just, I mean, neck and neck.
Hello, Donna Mike. Who are you voting for?
Yeah, I want to vote for that nasty bitch number three.
Monica.
Number three. And Mike, here is our, this should be the 10th vote.
The 10th vote coming up right now, yes.
Donna Mike, who are you voting for?
I want to vote for Katie from Philadelphia. She was the best.
And Don, after 10 votes, we have 40 left to vote, and it is a dead heat.
Dead heat.
5 votes each for Katie and Monica. Cynthia, however, just watching.
Here we go. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Who are you voting for?
Whore number one, Seattle.
Hey, there's a first vote for Cynthia.
Thank you.
Got on the board.
Hi, Don and Mike. Who are you voting for?
She seemed to be more into it. I want to go with Katie.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Hi, Don and Mike. Who are you voting for?
Monica.
Thank you.
Oh, God, yes, Monica.
Okay, all right.
Oh, God, yes, Monica.
Okay, all right. Hi, Donna Mike. Who are you voting for?
Number two, Philly.
Thank you, my friend. Donna Mike, who are you voting for?
Monica from D.C.
Thank you.
Wow, they just keep, it's like body blows.
Donna Mike, who are you voting for?
Number one, because I don't last that long, and it's all it took.
Oh, okay.
That's all it took.
All right.
Well,
thank you.
Second vote for Cynthia. Cynthia's starting to make a little comeback.
Donna Mike, hi.
Definitely Katie.
Thank you.
All right.
Donna Mike, hello.
Hey, gotta give it to Katie from Philly.
Thank you. Hi, Donna Mike.
Monica.
And the next one should be vote number 20, right?
Yeah.
Donna and Mike, hello.
I'm voting for Katie. Ask her if she's married or has a boyfriend.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
And Mike, now as we head into the 30s, who's ahead?
We've got Katie with a total of 10 votes, Monica with 8 votes, and Cynthia bringing up the rear with 2 votes.
We're going to take 50 phone calls on this.
Katie is starting to get a little lead going here.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hi, I want to vote for Monica from D.C.
All right, thank you, honey. I like that girl-on-girl action.
Yeah.
Girl calling to vote for a girl.
Thanks for your vote.
Hello, Donna, Mike.
Monica, but I'd still like to hear some butt action.
I'd like to hear the butt action.
Well, you know, maybe whichever girl wins will give us a little
ass play. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, I want to vote on the girls.
Yeah, who are you voting for?
I want to take, I think it was number two, the one who's going to take it up the A.
Okay, that would be Katie.
And Slickly, hey. Now Katie with 11 votes to Monica's 10.
Got a mic, hello.
Hey, dog.
Hi, who are you voting for?
Monica, ass.
All right, thank you, ass. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Thank you. Yeah, I'd like to vote for Monica.
All right, thank
with,
you.
With a lot of ass play.
Ass play. Donna Mike, hello.
Yeah, I want to vote for ass play number two so I can hear some ass play.
Number two. Are you getting these votes, Mike?
I got them all, Donna,
Donna Mike. Hello.
Yeah, you know what? It's still tied between Monica and Katie.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Yeah, I'm going to go with number two. It sounds like a fart in there.
It what?
Sound like a fart for number two.
Must be over
number two.
I don't know. Stranger, he's got his own little thing going.
Hello,
on.
Donna Mike Show.
Hi, DJ. Hi, MM. This is CF.
Hi there.
I want to vote for Katie due to the chance of some AP.
Gotcha. That would be DG, not DJ. Although I'm a DJ.
Yeah,
hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Donna Mike. I want to vote for the girl with Andy.
Which one is that, Mike?
Yeah, Cynthia from Seattle. A third vote for Cynthia.
Hi, Donna Mike Show.
I got to go with a hometown favorite. Got to go with number three.
All right, Monica.
Monica. I'd like to hear him complete.
Slim lead, Monica with a one-point lead over, I'm sorry, Katie with a one-point lead over Monica.
And that should be 30 votes, right?
All right, 20. All right, 10, 20, I believe so, yes.
All right, here we go now into the back stretch. The last 20 votes. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Who do you vote for?
Monica.
And Monica has tied the game.
Hi, Donna Mike. Who you vote for?
Secret to success in life is preparation. Monica.
Thank you.
Monica's taking the lead.
Donna Mike, who are you voting for?
Katie from Philly.
Thank you. Donna Mike, who are you voting for?
I like Monica.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I like Monica.
Donna Mike, who are you voting for?
It's got to be Katie from Philly.
Thank you. Hi, Donna Mike Show. Who are you voting for?
Hi, Donna Mike, number two, Katie.
Katie, thank you. Hello, Donna Mike. Who are you voting for?
My beach towel down, Monica.
Not Monica.
Man, this is a slugfest, Don. I've never seen a closer vote.
Donna Mike, hello.
Won't vote for that nappy dugout.
What?
What?
Won't vote for the nappy dugout.
One vote for it. Just say the girl.
Cynthia.
Okay, very good. Right, just girl. Nappy dugout.
Yeah. Don and Mike, hello.
I want to bring up the rear with Cynthia. Hey, get off my towel!
It's five. Cynthia's finally gotten up into the five mark.
Donna Mike, hello.
Yeah, Katie, all the way.
All right. Now that should be 40 votes, Mike.
Well, I'm not keeping the running total. I'm just keeping the scores of
10 more to go.
All right,
by my count.
40. Yeah.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Double team, Katie.
Katie.
All right,
Donna Mike, hello.
Hey, bud. Hey. Monica from DC.
All right. Just when you think Katie's going to pull away with it, Monica storms back.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Got to go with Monica. She was already getting warmed up before you guys even got her on the air.
We have a tie again. Monica is now tied the score.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Isabella Rossellini, Katie from Philly.
Thank you.
Wow, just a slim one-vote lead for Katie.
Hi, Donna Mike Show.
Yes, I would like to F Katie.
Wow.
Okay. Hello, Donna Mike.
I vote for Garrison Paceworthy.
No, come on. Who do you want?
Bob Levy.
No, come on.
Come on. All right. Disqualify that guy.
Thanks for calling. Ass.
Donna Mike, hello.
Yeah, I'm voting for Angela Bassett.
You got to give the regular names. I didn't write that down.
The one from Seattle.
All right, Cynthia. That's another vote for Cynthia.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Monica.
All right. And Buzz, I think we have three more votes, right? Is it 47?
35, 40, yes.
Three more votes.
And a one-vote lead from Katie of Philly.
Donna Mike, hello.
Donna Mike, number one, over.
Number one, over.
Another vote for Cynthia.
Donna Mike, hello.
Yeah, I want to vote for Katie.
All right.
Thank you, and this is the final vote.
Well, that does it.
Mm-hmm. Donna Mike, hello.
Monica.
Monica.
Mike, who's our winner?
With a total of 22 votes to Monica's 21 votes, Katie from Philadelphia is our winner today.
Wow, it's a great day for Philadelphia.
What a race it was.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Incredible.
You know what? Why don't we just drag this out into one more break?
Yes.
When we come back, we'll call Katie from Philadelphia.
I think Katie, if she was listening to her public, she has a little show to do.
She sure does.
Thank you.
That's right.
It's a great day for Philadelphia on the Don and Mike Show. Monica and Cynthia, we will give each of those girls the Sex in the City prize pack. Sex in the City of everyone's favorite candid and comic show about sex and relationships. All new season, Sunday night, this Sunday night at 9 on HBO.
When we come back, we'll find out why Katie wiped out the competition.
So we'll talk to her with her, and we had a special show right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why'd I get mixed up with that bitch?
Here, she got off.
Yes.
And you got your head all the way up it.
Jesus.
Ferocious, aren't I?
The Don and Mike Show. I think of asses. Woman's ass.
Oops.
Something comes out of me.
Sorry.
The Don and Mike Show.
Premature on my part.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's women's asses.
Yeah.
Think about women's asses. Something comes over, man.
Yeah, me too.
Don't run the board right.
I know.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, this is Lucky Nate checking in from Philly.
All right, now here's where we have a chance to either be good guys or be dicks.
Lucky Nate is the guy that called us saying he was feeling lucky and he wanted to know if he could play a contest because he woke up feeling so lucky.
And we hung up on him twice yesterday.
Yeah, you guys are killing me, man. Yeah. I love you guys.
We hung up on him twice.
I listen to you guys every day. I figured things that the Armatron ratings are showing for your favor in Philly and scrappy young lads like myself that pass the good word.
How old are you, Nate?
I'm 24.
24.
Yes.
He does fit right into that demo that gave us a 21 share.
Yeah, he's in that demographic that we
listen to.
I listen
to your show every day, and I'm constantly spreading the word. Love you guys. You guys are great. I figured you guys could maybe have a little pity on me.
Let
me explain.
The audience is waiting for us just to hang up on you.
Let me explain to Nate. Now, Nate, you listen to the show enough to know that now the comedy opportunity.
I absolutely understand.
Is here to hang up on you because after we go this long talking to you about being lucky, unlucky, and then that big comedy softball, of course, is to hang up on you.
Absolutely. But the great thing about your show is you're not predictable. So
that's right.
So really, you know what?
I don't know, and I don't think Don even knows what's going to happen right now. Not yet.
I do know
that...
Do what you must.
I do have a pair of tickets for Creed August 2nd at the Tweeter Center.
Are you a Creed fan, Nate?
A little bit. I like Creed.
Hmm.
I'm more of a...
A little bit. Did him in.
Yeah. Sorry.
He said, I'm a big fan.
It's not his lucky day.
He said, I'm more of a... Nate, forgive us. You understand, Nate. We had to.
Perhaps his luck will change.
All right, next time, Late.
Nate, keep calling.
Nate.
Keep calling. Nate, you're going to get a windfall at the end of this. It might go a year. But you're going to get... There's going to be a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
You're going to win something at some point from this show.
Absolutely. The good thing about an unlucky streak is they always come to an end.
Absolutely, Rob.
Sometimes by death, but not always.
We have your carrot now.
All right, now listen, we have a winner in the Vibrator Olympics.
Winner.
And her name is Katie.
Katie, who really didn't give us the celebrity she most resembled.
No.
But she named her Vibrator Robe, and she scored 22 votes to Monica's 21 and eked out a very close victory over Monica.
So we're going to call her now and see if we can get an encore performance.
Mm-hmm.
I think she had promised a little something extra.
Yes, play.
What was that, Mike?
Yes, play.
Have to turn your microphone up when you say ass play. Ass play. Ass play.
Hello?
Ass play. Hello, Katie.
Yeah. Hey,
listen,
you guys.
On behalf of the Don and Mike Show. And our listeners, let me give you $500 American.
Thank you, Robbie. Thank you, Philly. And thank you, Don and Mike. You're the best.
Because they voted you the best, and you've won $500.
That was a close one.
That is the best edition of the Vibrator Olympics we have ever had.
It was an amazing horse race. I like having people vote. It's fantastic.
And I think that really, and I'm not speaking for myself, because as you know, I think it's an exit, not an entrance.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that the audience and many members of my own crew here.
Yes, and the men, in particular, who voted for Katie.
Yeah, I heard them.
Several
heard
of them mentioned, a little ass play.
And I mentioned it, too. And I'm not going to go back on my word. I'll do it. Although I've never done this before.
Oh, well,
I'm a virgin.
Oh, my.
Just relax.
Just have to,
I'll do my best.
Okay.
You all tidy?
Yeah, I'm all ready. Should I start now?
Find great ideas for fresh corn.
Down there or at my mouth?
Well, pardon me?
Do you want the phone
The phone should be probably down there.
I'd like to address this subject. I would like to perhaps have a little back and forth.
Maybe down there, then.
Down there, and then maybe we just, you don't have to say anything. We just could hear your the sounds you're making.
Okay, I'll start. All right, here we go.
Go ahead, take your time, Kate. Just relax.
Now, have you got him turned on?
Oh, yeah, he's right here.
All right.
Can we hear him? There he is.
Okay, here we go.
Start out down there with everything, the microphone, I mean the telephone.
Okay, it's down here.
Okay, good.
Okay,
go.
Here we go.
It tickles. It's harder than I thought it would be. I'm trying.
Ass play. Now is it up there?
Okay, I can't go too far.
No.
I can't do it. I got a little bit in there, but I couldn't go too far.
Yeah. Just do the starfish dance.
What's that?
She's a starfish dance.
Good dance. I think that she's lived up to her end of the deal.
She has. Give her a round of applause.
Yeah. She's lived up to her end, pun intended, of the bargain.
Mm-hmm. Have you found the entire experience to be exhilarating, Katie?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. What I just did, though, maybe if someone else is doing it for me. It was
Katie, no. Stick with your original thought. That's a bad thing.
No, it was fun.
It was fun.
Tough to do, is all I'm saying. Maybe with more time, I could have.
Katie, let me just give you a brief little.
It was fun.
A brief little sermon.
Oh, you're going to give your disgusting medical lecture now.
When you eat food, your stomach acids digest the food.
Oh, no.
And your food is processed through your bowels.
Uh-huh.
You're ruining it for everybody.
When you eat food, it comes out as BM.
I've never done it before.
You just ruined the moment for everybody.
You're talking about doing stuff where the food comes out.
You've ruined the moment. The moment is gone now.
Sorry.
Yeah. I tried it for your show. I tried it for you guys, and I told people who voted for me that I would do it.
And you kind of liked
it. But it was interesting, I've never done it before. Like I said, I kind of agree with you.
Thank you, honey.
A sermon.
Practice
just a reminder.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Katie. Enjoy your $500.
Thank you so much.
Hold on. Thank you for listening. Well, there you go. That's
make the starfish tremble,
and that's another first.
Yes, and now
on the show.
Now, if I could put in my 2 cents and call for the weekly version of the Vibrator Olympics.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, you're on the air.
Congratulations on your rating.
Thank you.
No, thank you, Philadelphia.
Really. I'm from New Jersey, and we get you guys here.
I can
hear you.
You listen on WYSB.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
I just heard that dude call in about the Creed tickets, and he didn't like Creed. Look, I will beg you guys for these tickets. My mom is a huge fan, and she's been dying to see them.
Your mom is a fan?
My mom loves them.
How old is your mom?
She's 42.
And she likes Creed?
She loves them.
Creed fan.
She's never seen them live before.
Oh.
Can I get the ticket?
See, once again, we're put in the unenviable position of... No, I'm sorry, you can't.
Okay.
It's just can't. We kind of have... You have to do something to win tickets.
How about some ass play?
Well, I'm only 15.
Excuse us.
Never mind.
Goodbye. Wrong number. Sorry. Wrong radio show. Oh, God.
Warning. Will Robinson. Danger.
Hello.
Oh, my God.
Find great ideas for fresh corn.
But mentally, she's 22.
Hello.
Stop it.
Donna Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Dave. I'm from Philly.
Hi, Dave.
What's going on, dude? I heard that douchebag call up about Creed and say he's, like, not that big of a fan.
Yeah?
And, dude, I love Creed.
You're a big fan. Now people want tickets.
Now, listen, we do have Philly thank you giveaways.
Yes.
And, yeah, Dave, you want to go see Creed? You got it.
You going? Because you're from Philadelphia. We're happy about Philadelphia. You called at the right time. You today, unlike Nate, you, Dave, are a lucky guy.
Dude, you guys rule.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Hold on, please.
It's a happy man.
Let me see. Donna Mike, hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, how you doing? This is Daryl from Philadelphia. Just calling to wish you guys congratulations.
Thank you, Daryl.
Absolutely.
And we should say thank you to you guys in Philly. And keep in mind, the real thank you is on the way.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time up there.
The return, of the Las Vegas-style show.
Yeah, maybe a thank you before that.
I don't know about that. We've never had that in a Las Vegas-style show.
On my face, though.
Hello, Don and Mo.
It's amazing what turns some guys on.
Hello.
Hey.
Thank you.
Guys. Larry from Philly.
Hi, Larry.
And he said it like Yoda.
Yeah.
On my face, there, poop, no.
What can we do for you, Larry?
I'm driving along here listening to Katie. I'm sporting more wood than Barry Bonds. And then you start talking about bowel movements.
Yeah, he killed it.
The whole thing.
Yeah, he killed it, didn't he?
It's an exit. I'm sorry.
I was enjoying myself up until the food came
out. It's an exit, not an entrance.
Food comes out.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Hey, nice BM, no? Donnie.
Hello.
Donnie.
Yeah. you can't say that on the air.
You don't have one of those.
No, I don't. I don't have a P-U-S-S, you know, the thing he said.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, it's Rich from Philly.
Hey, Rich. Hey, it's laid back Rich Mike.
How are you, Rich?
How you doing?
What's going on, Rich?
How you doing?
I'm good.
What are you up to?
I'm calling in for a Philly ass kiss.
Yeah, but with the way... You know, I'm not sure I want to get down there. There's a lot of hair down there.
Well, I'll take a giveaway. How's that?
Giveaway.
Yeah, kiss your ass.
You
want to go see David Lee Roth and Sammy Hagar?
Sure.
All right. Saturday, August 17th. That's it's a month away. A month away.
That'll work.
Tweeter Center. I was going to say it's this weekend, but it's a month away.
A month away.
A month away.
Far, far away over the Irish Sea.
Hold on a second. Thank you for listening.
Hey, I'm
hello.
Not away.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, is there a way to get on the air?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about Crazy Katie.
Crazy Katie, what do you want to say about her?
She made me geesh.
No, they don't want to hear that.
No, that's disgusting.
No, I don't know, man. She was hot.
No, there's no doubt she was hot, but I don't think they want to hear you talk about your happy ending.
She made me geesh.
Okay. Thank you.
Fantastical.
Gotcha.
K-squared.
Yeah, let's go to the news cubicle now. Why, just yesterday, we were dancing on his grave.
Right, he's back from the dead again.
Look at this. And look at, where's your Messiah now, huh?
Where's your Messiah now?
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It's Buzz.
It's me. He made it up.
It's Buzz. Thank God it's Buzz and not Joe.
Yeah, back right out of the coffin. Right out of the coffin and in here. The second Z stands for zombie. Good evening.
And Buzz, what is your lead story on the news and comments today?
Today, a congressman faces getting kicked out of Congress.
Oh. It's not, who's that, who's the homo?
Barney Frank.
No, it's not Barney Frank.
No, he didn't do anything wrong other than, what certain people in the Bible Belt think is wrong.
It's just congressman. I'm at a loss now.
They have similar hairstyles.
Yes.
Ohio's James Traficant.
Oh, that guy. That guy.
Who's he?
He's a big screamer. You've played tape of him on the show. We have tape of James Traficant. Isn't he the one that goes, Mr. Speaker?
That's
James Early, I think. I think Traficant is the one who says, that might be marijuana in the Rose Garden.
Right.
Because the president seems Stone.
Oh, that guy. Okay, all right. He's done something bad?
Yeah, yes, a lot of things, apparently.
Oh, good.
Stay tuned for news and comment
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word?
Playing crap.
You going to start again?
Yep.
We're going to take this from the beginning. Rejoining the Don and Mike Show, take two.
Crap. Give me a second.
Okay, we're recording.
Is it set up?
This is the good one.
Okay. Don't go to break.
Don's rejoinder of the show, take two.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Well, opinions are like assholes, Ron. Everybody's got one.
Right.
A day-to-day struggle to find the worst in people. The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you for the second chance.
Yes.
Let me see. We're working on dates right now at the Las Vegas Style Show in Philadelphia.
Very, very good.
I'll tell you that we're going to be up there for a pre-Las Vegas Style Show. 3 Day We Love Philadelphia Extravaganza.
Fantastic.
We'll be broadcast live from Philly for 3 whole days in a couple of weeks.
Very good.
But don't worry. We're not buying apartments there.
No,
we're not.
Okay.
Before we get to news and comment, time for what I hope will be a regular segment on the show.
Mm-hmm.
At one point every day, we can stop down and find out, how is Tom today?
Okay, very good.
Mm-hmm. Buzz, you were not with us yesterday.
No.
When Tom amazed us.
I heard he had some very lucid moments.
Yeah, he did. Let's see. How is Tom today?
Hello, guys.
Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Tom. Tom, how are you today?
Good. How are you doing, guys?
We're doing great, Tom. Have you been to your anger management therapy?
No, not yet.
When is that?
That's going to be on Wednesday.
How are you feeling today?
It's going to be Wednesday.
How are you feeling today?
Good.
Good.
Why are you feeling good?
I'm doing my show, man.
Oh, are you doing your radio show?
I'm doing your show.
What?
I'm doing my radio show at WEBR today.
Oh, you're doing your internet radio show?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Tom?
Yes?
What is today's date?
Today's date is the 18th, Bob.
There you are.
Okay, just checking.
Tom's doing well today.
Yeah. You know what I say?
Yep.
Lucid.
Yep. That's the answer. That's amazing. Tom is doing well today.
The fact that he said it's the 18th, Rob.
Right, absolutely. He's on track just like he was yesterday.
All right, Tom. We'll see you later, buddy.
Hey, Mike?
Yes, Tom.
The program director here at Channel 10 wants to know about the thing at the State Theater.
Monday night, it's a benefit concert at the State Theater.
Monday night benefit concert?
Yeah, I think it's open to the public, I think.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Are we all playing there?
Yes.
Are we on Monday?
We
are playing that Monday, right?
What do you mean we?
I'm with Channel 10, that's what it is. If anybody's out there listening, they can call.
Take it back.
703-560-8255.
Okay, thanks, Tom.
Okay, guys.
Bye-bye.
There's Charlie.
He's not here.
Charlie, yes, you are.
No, he's not.
Here's Charlie right here.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
I retract my earlier statement.
Yeah, I agree.
My time's decay, isn't it?
Charlie!
Yesterday was just like an act of God.
Charlie!
If I listen to this guy long enough, I won't be able to find my way to my gig on Monday night.
And don't you reserve the right.
Ha ha.
Hang up.
What?
Charlie.
Bye, Tom.
Bye.
Bye.
Even though it's open to the public, Mike, don't you reserve the right to turn people away?
Yes, in one particular person.
Fire codes and such.
Well, one particular person will be down 2 inches away from the stage with a cane on his head.
It's today's episode of How Lucid Is Tom?
How about how annoying is Tom?
Not very.
It's the 18th, Rob, you ass.
Here is Buzz Girdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Ohio's James Traficant is on the verge of becoming only the second member of Congress to be expelled since the Civil War. The House Ethics Committee today found the big-haired lawmaker guilty of ethics violations. The committee's meeting now to decide whether he should be kicked out of the House of Representatives. Traficant's been found guilty of 9 of the 10 charges he faced, including bribery, tax evasion, and fraud.
Bye-bye.
Well, he's no John Stevens.
No way.
In Virginia, police are looking into a possible connection between NBA star Allen Iverson and his uncle's bullet-ridden, blood-stained car.
Mrs. Iverson.
Because AI, we got to go through that, and we'll go through it.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am.
Stephen Iverson's 2001 Chevy Monte Carlo was found July 10th in the driveway of a friend in Hampton, Virginia. An anonymous caller alerted police to the car, which has 3 bullet holes, a shattered window, and what appear to be bloodstains inside. A further search of the car turned up bullet fragments, a holster, parking tickets from Philadelphia, and a FedEx package that contained items related to Allen Iverson.
Hey, Mama Iverson.
Get out of my face with that crazy stuff.
Wait, excuse me, ma'am?
Where you get that from? That's
ma'am.
Does somebody told it to you?
Ma'am.
Want to tell you that?
Yeah. Ma'am.
Don't ask me nothing.
Ma'am.
Just want to tell you that. All right, then. Don't go there with me.
Okay.
Don't go there with me.
Ma'am.
Don't go there with me.
Ma'am.
You want to keep it real, you keep it real with me. Because I ain't want no game.
Okay, but what about AI?
Because AI is AI. We got to go through that, and we'll go through it.
Okay, fantastic.
Fantastical.
Thank you, man. 6 Feet Under leads this year's Emmy nominations. It racked up 23 nominations, including one for Best Drama.
Don't you have regrets now? I mean, don't you wish you were joined that party?
Negative. The HBO show's biggest competition will be from The West Wing, which has 21 nominations and has won Best Drama for the last 2 years.
I am alone on the Curb Your Enthusiasm bandwagon.
Yes. You're not alone on that.
I have always liked The Larry David Show.
That show sucks.
Well, I don't know. Also nominated for Best Drama, to finish that out, 24, CSI, and Law & Order. Now, HBO's Larry David comedy, Curb Your Enthusiasm, is nominated for Best Comedy this year.
Well, I'm going to have to jump off that bandwagon that I like being rather avant-garde.
Yes, I know. Along with Everybody Loves Raymond, Sex and the City, Friends, and Will and Grace, the winners will be announced September 22nd. No mention of The Sopranos this year because it's actually 16 months between original new episodes of The Sopranos.
God, they take more time off than we do.
David Chase says, stop your belly aching, it'll be worth it. The governor of Florida visited his daughter in jail this morning, where she's locked up for 3 days on drug-related charges. The president's niece, Noelle Bush, who's also the daughter of Florida Governor Jeb Bush, is behind bars for violating the terms of her drug treatment program.
Now, we do have the George Bush's daughter, Jenna Bush,
yes,
right,
Jenna,
right here in the studio with us. Jenna, would you like to comment on your, would it be her niece?
Her cousin.
Her cousin
Noelle Bush.
Mm-hmm. Your cousin going to jail?
Right. Do you mind if I just sit on it?
Jenna, we're trying to ask you about your cousin Noelle. How do you feel about her arrest?
Now, Buzz, the deal is she tried to get Xanax or Valium or something,
yeah,
right?
Some kind of antidepressant prescription with a fake prescription.
Okay. Jenna?
Would you mind helping me?
We're trying to get some information.
Help you with what? We want to know, how do you feel about your cousin mm-hmm. being locked up in the Hooskow? Jenna?
I'm all wet because I just got a shower. Sorry, I'm not wearing any clothes.
It really doesn't matter for the question.
I see you're not, though. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Could have played that game we were playing earlier.
Yeah, here's the question I have to ask you.
Okay, for
would us. You mind taking off your clothes for me?
Well, all right.
If it'll help.
All right.
We all will. There we are.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Oh, I had no idea it was so big.
Yeah, which one?
She's looking on her stomachs. Thank you.
Well, Noelle was found with prescription pills in her possession at the rehab clinic, which is a violation of the court order, even though she tested negative.
You know.
What?
The scare's been riding on my ass all day long.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Noelle apparently had no drugs in her system, just in her possession. She's been in treatment since February after being caught trying to buy an antidepressant with a phony prescription. Governor Jeb Bush says he's sad and disappointed about this latest development, but says, quote, she's on the right track, she's just not quite there.
What are you doing underneath those blankets?
Oh, go away, Bush girl.
She knows. The new Miss Teen Texas has been arrested on charges of public intoxication. Police in Arlington, Texas.
That's funny right there.
They say 17-year-old Julia Anderson was picked up after a 911 caller said she was about to get into a car and drive away from a party.
That's mescal. I'm so wasted.
Anderson, who's spoken publicly against the evils of alcohol, says she's innocent. She says this is a good lesson in what can happen if you hang out where alcohol is served.
I'm just thinking now about if we did Fast Times at Ridgemont High with Rednecks.
Right.
Those guys are fags.
Those guys are fags. Yes, sirree. Hey, bud, let's party.
They got his and hers tattoos. They each wore pendants.
Maybe. You dick.
Learning about Cuba, having some food.
Mr. Hand. You dick.
I can fix it. My dad's got a bitchin' set of tools.
They got his and hers tattoos. They each wore pendants.
Hey, can't you guys read? No shoes, no shirts,
no dice.
They each wore pendants made from vials of each other's blood. They bought side-by-side cemetery plots, and they adopted an orphan from Cambodia.
Oh.
But some things just weren't meant to last.
Oh, you must be talking about Billy Bob and Angelina Jolie.
They say their history, or she does anyway. The Oscar-winning actress tells Us Weekly that she and Billy Bob have been living apart for weeks and haven't seen each other since June 3rd. It was Jolie's second marriage, the fifth for Billy Bob.
Way to go, Billy Bob.
She says she's both angry and sad. He has no comment.
He's out looking for the next one.
He's drunk.
2 years ago, the four major TV networks promised to increase the number of minorities they employ on and off camera. Now, advertisers are being asked to pressure CBS into keeping its promise.
CBS has been named the worst offender in the latest report on TV diversity. The report says ABC and Fox moved forward over the past year, but it says NBC and CBS did some backsliding. This report focuses mainly on Hispanics, Native American Indians, and Asian Pacific Americans. The NAACP won't be out with its report until later this summer.
You better change your ways, Buster.
It's irritating to
everybody
see...
Everybody loves Raymond. Hello, Raymond. Oh, and speaking of sleepy ass, yes. Tomorrow we have on Rhea Lemony.
Ooh. Oh,
it's been a wrong time since we had Rhea Lemony back on the show.
Yeah, we were on for a wrong time.
First time since we were in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
Doing a show with her. She'll be on the show tomorrow. Rhea Lemony.
With a mouth.
It's irritating to see people refusing to respect a funeral procession. It's even more irritating if you're part of the funeral procession. In Sandusky, Ohio, yesterday, one mourner refused to let it happen. On his way to the burial of his beloved uncle, Michael Mullins got fed up with the driver who kept cutting in and out of the funeral procession. Police say Mike jumped out of his car at a red light and started punching the intruder's car, breaking the windshield and the T-top. He then allegedly punched the driver and shoved him into the broken windshield. The intruder's charged with failure to yield to a funeral procession, which is, by the way, a crime. And Michael Mullins is charged with assault and vandalism. The police chief says it's the first time he's ever seen road rage in a funeral procession.
Buzz, hold on. Just a moment, please.
Very good.
Thank God it's not you in that car, Buzz.
Thank God.
Could have been.
But you would have been angry. You would have punched that car.
You're goddamn right, Buzz.
Thank you.
I'm going to punch him right in his face.
Yeah.
We will be back with more news and more comments.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
These two DAs agree on only one thing.
Ladies, show some pink.
Right, right.
The Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
But love for Philadelphia today. Once again, thank you, Philly, for those great across-the-board number one ratings.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Philadelphia. And I guess the message from Ken must have been lost somewhere.
Yeah, I suppose, somebody might have dropped it on their way in when they were bringing it to us, or
that's probably
maybe he's just waiting on voicemail when we get off the air.
Yeah,
I'm sure that's what.
Of course, that's what happened.
I'm sure that's it.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I'm sure that's it.
Yeah, amen.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. FBI counterterrorism.
I mean, he is still the general manager of that station, right?
To the best of my knowledge, yes, he is.
Yes, he's the general manager, quote unquote.
That's right. Yeah, he'll probably give us a call.
Magma.
Hello there, Mr. Stevens.
Fantastic.
Magma.
Red Hot Magma.
Call Don and Mike.
We'll probably get a call. I hope so. And, you know, if he's listening, please call us. Call us.
Come on, Buzz. Ass.
I love it when Buzz does that. It's just like,
no,
go, charge.
Don't leave us hanging. But when Mike says,
yeah,
call us,
I was
just
that.
Jump right in.
All right.
Jump and make it seamless.
FBI counterterrorism.
Seamless, ass.
Yeah. Thank you, ass. FBI counterterrorism chief Dale Watson says he thinks Osama bin Laden is dead. It's the first time a senior U.S. law enforcement official has said that publicly.
Okay, flu symptoms, ass. Flu symptoms, ass.
Watson says he has no evidence that bin Laden is dead, but he says the FBI has no evidence bin Laden is alive either.
Oh, he's dead.
A brilliant story. Better watch what you say on the phone, especially in Wisconsin, ass. Robert.
It's fun, isn't it, Buzz?
Oh, I love it. Roberta Parrish of La Crosse has just been fined $95 for leaving an off-color message on her ex-husband's answering machine. Wisconsin's one of a handful of states to outlaw profanity on the phone. Police and prosecutors in La Crosse say they won't tolerate abusive or indecent language. Yes. There was a time. This fits the news very well. There was a time when teenage boys were bashful about trying to buy a girly magazine. But yesterday in Martinsburg, West Virginia, a 13-year-old boy was arrested for trying to stick up a convenience store.
What happened?
The manager says the boy demanded an adult magazine that was behind the counter and then pulled a gun when she refused to give it to him. She says she simply told the boy to take his gun and leave, which, being 13, he did. Police say they later later caught up with the boy. About 10 minutes later.
Okay.
If a lawyer spanks a client, is that malpractice? Not according to his insurance company.
Really is.
In Hartford, Connecticut, a judge has ruled that a lawyer's insurance company doesn't have to pay the malpractice claim of a woman who says she got spanked. The woman says the lawyer, telling her he was prepping her for court testimony, pulled her across his knee, took down her panties, and spanked her.
Everybody keep cool.
That's funny.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
There's the lawyer.
There he is, Donnelly from Mass.
The lawyer's now paying $250,000 settlement to the woman without any help from his malpractice insurance company. Judge agreed with the insurer that what the lawyer did wasn't malpractice, it was criminal. In sports, a birdie on the final hole has given David Toms a share of the clubhouse lead in the first round of the British Open. Tiger Woods hit 15 greens in regulation, but could only muster a 1-under-70, same as Ernie Els.
Oh, he's still there.
Three-time defending champ Lance Armstrong seized the overall lead in the Tour de France by winning today's 11th stage.
He has one ball. That makes him faster.
Right. And lighter. He covered the mountainous 98 miles in 4 hours, 21 minutes, and 57 seconds. And finally, some teenagers at a summer camp just outside Philadelphia decided to go for a joyride, but first they had to make sure the camp counselor wouldn't get in the way. So according to police, the four kids tied up the counselor with duct tape, covering his mouth and eyes. Police spotted the car just after 4 p.m. near the Bucks County Community College. The two-mile chase ended at Tyler State Park. Some of the details are still a little sketchy, but we do know they made their way, a getaway, in a Kia Sophia.
Mm.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Really, yes.
On the Don and Mike Show app.
Thank you, Ash. That's it. We got to go.
Wow.
Action-packed show today.
Yeah, man.
We'll be back tomorrow with another new episode. Good day to you, ass.
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 And Rob?
Be kind, ass. Toodaloo.
Ass.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as we've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.